News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. They have sealed the deal, the U.S. and Ukraine entering into an economic partnership, paving the way for reconstruction of a post-war Ukraine. It grants the U.S. access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. This will help Ukraine repay its war debts and fund reconstruction. Responding to a lackluster first quarter GDP report, President Trump says U.S. economy still feeling the negative effects of Bidenomics. And prayer is front and center on the president's agenda today.
As he did during his first term in office, the president will commemorate the National Day of Prayer, which falls on the first Thursday in May. This morning, he will lead an observance in the White House Rose Garden. Since taking office in January, the president has invited a host of Christian and faith leaders to the White House for several events, including worship services.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. When he's not busy launching rockets, he's building electric cars or overseeing a social media empire. Elon Musk wants to take his Texas operations to the next level.
Now, a new Musk project is taking shape. A vote is scheduled Saturday to turn the South Texas home of his SpaceX rocket company into an official city known as Starbase. Approval is likely. Most of the eligible voters are SpaceX workers. But that vote and other proposals to give the city new authority to close beaches for rocket launches has drawn critics who say the change would give Musk and his company town too much power. Keith Peters, Washington.
At least two people have died as slow-moving thunderstorms unleashed flash flooding across parts of Oklahoma and Texas. At least three storm-related deaths reported in central and western Pennsylvania. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures up 340 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 352. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Claire from Trinity Debt Management. I'm a counselor, and the reason that I love working for Trinity is because I get to help folks with one of the hardest problems a family can face, and that's financial difficulties. In this day and age, everything is going up. You have higher utilities, higher grocery bills, higher fuel, and those credit card interest rates have gone up as well. We can help you with that. We can help you get lower interest rates, lower monthly payments. In just a few minutes, we put together a plan that gets you out of debt and keeps you out of debt. I love my job. It's a great program and a very smart way to find debt relief.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Claire, a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning, it's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
If you're coming up the BW Parkway from the Beltway and into the city, just after the bridge at 895, a car ran off the roadways, backed up into the trees. At one point, we had a medic unit there, and all of stuff was going on. But now the medic unit is gone. State highway is there. State police are there as well. So really no impact, but you might want to stay out of the right lane as you're traveling north on 295. There's a minor wreck in the city, Northern Parkway at Falls Road, so not too far from the JFX. Both the tunnels are open and we're ready to go southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Some rain on the way tomorrow through the weekend. Today, a mix of sun and clouds, 80 this afternoon. Tomorrow, a few afternoon thunder showers, 86. Saturday, showers off and on. Temperatures near 80 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Baltimore has 64 degrees already this morning. Ellicott City at 52 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. The former Falston Volunteer Fire Company chief is facing charges of felony theft and embezzlement. Daniel McKinney was arrested on a warrant Wednesday, later released on a $25,000 unsecured bond. Fire Company President Christopher Gibbons has issued a statement saying the board of directors discovered irregular purchases on a company credit card and further investigation revealed possible criminal activity. The case was turned over to the Harford County Sheriff's Office. McKinney allegedly stole tens of thousands of dollars between July 2019 and January 2025. He is no longer with the fire company. City police say four juveniles face charges after crashing a stolen vehicle in East Baltimore. Police spotted the stolen vehicle about 2:30 Wednesday afternoon, began to follow it, but the suspects fled, eventually crashed into a pole at Federal Street and Kenwood Avenue. Suspects tried to run from the scene. Police were able to arrest them. Suspects are between the ages of 15 and 17 years old. And the U.S. Naval Academy graduate received probation before judgment, 80 hours of community service for destroying a pride flag outside an Annapolis business. Benjamin Michael of Dallas, Texas, was in Annapolis for a Navy football game in November when he tore down the flag from the Dapper Dog Tattoo Shop and threw it in the trash. Michael was arrested after the shop owner posted security video and a nearby restaurant employee recognized him and called police. Lottery numbers from last night, your pick 3, 988, your pick 4, 1169, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one. It can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is, I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like, it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
The ups and downs of a long baseball season continued last night as the Birds and Yanks got together for the rubber match of a three-game set.
It bounces.
That's a high drive into left field. This could test the wall. This will beat the wall. A swing from Ryan Mountcastle, where he just unleashed a couple of weeks of frustration.
Kevin Brown with a call on Masson. Ryan Mountcastle breaks an 0-for-18 slump with a two-run shot that propelled the Birds past the Yanks last night. 5-4 was the final at Camden Yards, taking the Birds, Birds taking two games from the Yanks, two games to one. After the game, manager Brandon High putting April, putting the month of April behind him.
You know, good teams have bad months, and that's what we're really focused on, just one game at a time, one series at a time, trying to win as many series as possible.
Sounds trite, but that's exactly what they have to do. Meanwhile, the Caps got home last night against the Canadiens, trying to close out Montreal.
All-time number one when it comes to power play goals, fires and scores! Right on cue! The grade 8 makes it 1-0.
Joe B. with the call on Monumental, Ovi's 30th career power play playoff goal, his 76th goal overall, and it powered the Caps to a closeout 4-1 win over the Canadiens. Coming up in 30 minutes, apparently it's a prank call epidemic, and that is Stein on Sports.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a
What day is it? Thursday, May 1st. It's May Day.
It's catching. We all
it's
have it this morning.
It's Communist Day. You get all these people right out on the local college campuses rallying for the commies. That's what you got. I'm Sean Casey.
I'm Bruce Elliott.
Welcome to this dysfunctional start to the program here this morning. Of course, coming up in this hour, Dr. Rogers, Baltimore County Superintendent Contract Violations. School board doesn't care. Well, let's take a look at Senator Kennedy waxing on the Democrats. But our top story for you here in this hour, Maryland public school teachers in rural districts were repeatedly instructed through a taxpayer-funded program to use gender-neutral language in classrooms, such as people with vaginas.
Oh,
that according... That according to documents obtained by Fox 45 Spotlight on Maryland. The Maryland Department of Health got $7 million in federal taxpayer grant funds since 2020 to run something called the True You Maryland program in Allegheny, Washington, Dorchester, Somerset, Wicomico, and Worcester counties. Documentation of the program obtained through a public information request revealed that Planned Parenthood instructed Maryland teachers how to provide sex education in a presentation entitled Tossing Out the Binary. Vanessa Jefford, the Vice President of Education and Outreach at Planned Parenthood Maryland, told teachers this in a 2023 training video.
Not every woman is able to carry a pregnancy. Some women, again, remember our three categories, some women might have a penis and testicles.
No. No.
If you run into that, you have a problem.
Yeah. Some people with gender dysphoria might have.
She went on to give this inclusive language lesson to the rural teachers.
Instead of saying women can get periods, what can we say?
Folks with uteruses.
Come on! Elaine had the weenies this morning. I like it!
Uh-huh. But this is the Department of Health in Wicomico County. Her name is Alicia Miller, and here she's talking about how to educate children in this nonsense.
Children start to recognize their gender identity at about 2 years old.
Do they really?
Do they really?
Yeah. They know whether they're a boy or a girl when they're two. I have a 2.5-year-old grandson, okay? He's not there worrying about, you know, what gender he is. It hasn't even crossed his mind that I'm aware of. But this gender idiocy continues. Here's Miller again from Wicomico County on this. Again, you paid for this. These are your tax dollars going to this nonsense.
For example, instead of saying boys produce sperm, an educator can say testicles produce sperm. Instead of saying menstruation is when a girl sheds the lining of her uterus, we can say menstruation is when the lining of the uterus sheds.
Yeah. So let's get all the gender out of it, and we'll just talk about body parts as if they're interchangeable, okay? As if you can make Mr. Potato Head Mrs. Potato Head. Well, you might be able to do that.
Oh. Chuck.
I was just sitting here thinking, how many different parts did I put on Mr. Potato Head? His ears were where his hiney was, and his lips were different places.
There's always Picasso Head.
We had Chuck with Mr. Potato Head. We put his lips where his backside was, because he's always talking out of it.
6:13.
That's nice.
Traffic and weather on the threes.
And I'm going to put my foot where your backside is.
All right, Jack.
Poor old Mr. Potato Head.
It's all
this
yours.
Son of a bitch took a lot of grief. Look, Mommy, what I did. What in the hell is that? Oh, my. There's a vehicle fire if you're leaving Montgomery County. You're heading towards Frederick. It's northbound on Interstate 270 at Exit 22. That's State Road 121. The roadway may be blocked there. They're saying it's a commercial street sweeper that's on fire on the northbound side. So the heads up there would be north of Gaithersburg and then going out towards Frederick. The accident's still there. It's on the shoulder. BW Parkway northbound just around the city-county line north of 895, well off to the side. And about 20 minutes ago, minor wreck north Northern Parkway at Falls Road. Outer loop of the Capitol Beltway is already slow from New Hampshire Avenue over and around to the area at the Mormon Temple. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather with Mr. Potato Head on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WeatherTel says we got a mixture of sun and clouds today, dry and 80. Right now, partly cloudy, 57 in Columbia. It is 56 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news for you today, Tuesday. A runaway kangaroo named Sheila shut down a stretch of interstate in Alabama. The wayward marsupial was eventually captured by its owner and the state police. Apparently, they caught Sheila by IHOP.
I saw that one coming.
Yeah, you did.
I just backed up because I knew it was coming.
Yeah, really. Stay out of the way.
This time we didn't hear any boop, boop, boop.
That's nice. That's two now.
I'm going to be off next week. I'm going to get all the shots in. I know, man.
I'm practicing for the roast. Because everybody's looking forward to it. Well, more than that in just a second. Donald Trump has jokingly suggested he would like to be elected Pope. I think he'd be better suited for Cardinal, because he's always got the red hat.
Yeah.
You know?
It's true.
Katy Perry's comment on the blowback she's received online after her space tourism flight. She says she feels like a human pinata. And based on the way her career is going, it's probably all she can do now is portray a pinata at children's parties.
When you bust her open, does that mean candy comes out?
Yes.
Okay.
Health experts claim that fart walking, the practice of taking a walk after eating and breaking wind as you go, is the secret to healthy aging. We know that Chuck practices this in the studio in Brooksville, Florida.
Fart sitting.
That's right.
That's why I have to change chairs every 3 weeks.
That's why he's solo, folks. And actress Gillian Anderson says she's in talks to star in a reboot of The X-Files.
Oh, no kidding.
X-Files may be coming back. Well, now we got JFK, RFK, MLK, and Epstein. You got all sorts of good stuff now for The X-Files to cover. Who knows? All right. 10-year-old Cooper Wallace. He's a British young man.
Mm-hmm.
And he, for the second year in a row, he won this European event. See if you can identify what he is trying to imitate.
The Democrat Seagull Caucus.
Yes.
I thought it was Bruce ordering a Jack in the Box.
It was Goal Screeching Championship. I think I'd like to put that on as my alarm. As the that'll get you right out of bed. Now, people are going viral. This is going viral yesterday. In this clip, Michelle Obama is speaking to her guest, and this is Damon and Marlon Wayans. Marlon is the father of a transgender child. Michelle says, and then we'll discuss what she said right after you hear it.
I wanted to talk, Marlon, a bit about, you know, just so proud of how you are being a role model for dealing with a child that's transgender.
Absolutely.
And that's, you know, that warms my heart, particularly as a black man. You know, would you care to share that journey of...
Well, I learned...
Okay,
what?
So...
Sure, thank you, Marlon.
Here's the question, which he says, particularly as a black man, is she referring to herself?
In the sentence structure.
Or is she referring to Marlon as a black man who's raising a transgender child?
Well, it's a pretty sloppy sentence structure. In that sentence structure, she's referring to herself. But I don't think she intended to be talking about Marlon.
And that's why it went viral yesterday. You might remember that before her death, Joan Rivers told TMZ that Michelle was a transgender. And that, of course, and then there's all sorts of videos on the internet that you can see that, could go one way or the other.
You better look at it before you eat.
That's true.
It's better than Manjaro, folks.
It's not something that you want to do after you eat.
So last night was the first ever Pints in Politics event at Michael's Cafe.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It was great. Packed house. Beautiful night. It was a gorgeous night. We had a nice crowd. A lot of great listeners came out. Got a chance to meet them. And the staff at Michael's was just wonderful. All the waitresses and the bartenders.
That's a good spot. I like that.
It's a great spot. And we want to thank them. And, of course, Safe Retirement Solutions, our sponsor. But it really was. And part of the buzz, they were asking about Bruce. Why Bruce wasn't there. And I said he didn't want to come.
That's not true.
And secondly, they said, when's the roast? There's a lot of anticipation on the Chuck Roast coming up. So apparently people are already buying their tickets and can't wait for the first ever WCBM Crab Feast and Chuck Roast coming up Friday, June 20th at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. And you can get your tickets at WCBM.com.
Okay, Chuck, I got a question to ask.
Yeah.
If you had had the opportunity to go and sit in a room and watch Sean work, would that be something that you'd jump at the opportunity for?
No. I've seen him work.
Me too.
When?
Sure, Arizona.
Well, occasionally.
Once in the late 1980s.
Yeah. He comes in like once every 2 years or something. That's when he actually sees me.
Way back.
Oh, way back. Yes, way back.
Way back.
Going into the Wayback Machine.
Yeah. I saw him when he was off of Admiral Drive. So that's how far we go back. He doesn't want to start with
that. Is true. Old Admiral Drive. That's WNAV.
My sister, my 80-some-year-old sister, is coming and her husband to the crab feast.
Okay.
And she says, "You're not going to cuss, are you?"
I said, "Of course not.
No more than usual."
Yeah. All right. Well, I have to check in with your sister, see if she has any.
You do not talk to her.
Ooh.
And I've already told her, do not talk to Sean.
Okay. That means she's now going to double down. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. We're off and running here this morning. You can join us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Do you approve of your tax dollars going to this gender lunacy? And why rural counties? We'll get to that here in just a second. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit BarterSaves.com today. Or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:23, Thursday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic with on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Now we're looking at Route 50 right at the Severn River Bridge and just after Ritchie Highway. All lanes are open, going from there over to Rogue Boulevard, eventually I-97. No problems. Main span at the Bay Bridge is clear, both east and westbound, coming over from Route 8 and leaving from Sandy Point. We're good right now on the BW Parkway with the normal delays around Route 100 going south, coming up from Powder Mill Road. If you're coming into the city on 295 northbound, they're still working on the wreck. A vehicle went into the trees northbound after the bridge at 895, well off to the side, but just expect some flashing lights through there. There's a vehicle fire and a problem in the northwestern part of Montgomery County as you're heading up on 270 northbound. The roadway may be closed in that area at exit 22. That's affecting traffic going out towards I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says partly sunny today, dry and 80, scattered showers or storms possible overnight tomorrow afternoon. And right now, partly cloudy, 57 in Columbia, and it is 56 in Pikesville. We're talking about your tax dollars going to these rural counties. Now, why? Why would this $1.4 million in, actually $7 million in total, and of course, some of it has gone unspent since 2023. The program is scheduled to run through 28. The TrueU website states the goal of this program is to establish a 15% reduction in Maryland rural county birth rates, 10% reduction in STIs, and 20% reduction in racial disparities in Maryland rural county teen birth and STI rates. Well, okay, you can teach about I still think the best teachers of that should be the parents. But if there is sex education in these schools, then you can teach about proper, how not to get pregnant.
Yeah, that'd be a step.
That would be a step. But instead, no. Look what they're doing. They're basically teaching about gender fluidity, gender identity. One of the instructors said, "Quote, phrases like people with penises and people with vulvas are appropriate." When discussing anatomy.
How old are the kids you're teaching with this? How old are they?
They're teens.
They're teens?
Yeah, they're teens.
Do they realize you say that kind of stuff to teenagers, the teenagers are going to laugh out loud at you?
Yeah. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Bobby Kennedy, are you listening? Has given the Maryland Department of Health $1.4 million in taxpayer funds each year since 2020. Each year. For this kind of nonsense. Participants in the training are engaged in activities where they edit sentences to become gender neutral. And so you look at this, and why just the rural counties? And look, and then the Fox 45 went back and contacted each and every school district. Allegheny County Public School said they don't use this program. They partner with the YMCA.
Yeah.
Somerset County said that they got funds, but they don't use it for the gender lunacy. They use it for mental health and substance abuse. Washington County said they don't offer TrueU trainings. Wicomico County said they were mistakenly listed as a partner with TrueU. Dorchester and Worcester Public Schools did not respond to questions about their participation. So what you have here is you have maybe one or two districts that are actually deploying this lunacy, some that are using the money for other approaches, if you will, or for other topics, and then others that aren't using it at all. So where does that money go? So, again, and why just rural counties? Aren't they worried about birth rates in Baltimore City, in the Baltimore Metro, in PG County? Aren't they worried about STIs? I would venture to guess that there are more births and STIs in Baltimore City, PG County, Montgomery County, et cetera, than there are in all the rural counties combined. I'm just guessing. I don't know that for a fact.
Well, part of that is density population, but I think there's a cultural difference between many of the rural, more conservative counties and the metropolitan areas that tend to be a little more liberal in their point of view on a number of issues, and this is certainly one of them.
Yeah. Well, I just think that this is, again, more of indoctrination, not education. This is what happens when you put leftists in charge of your education curriculum at the state level, and then, of course, hopefully, as I said, Secretary Kennedy will identify this stuff, and where's Doge on this? It just seems like Doge is now starting to be dialed back a little bit, but we'll talk about that during the segment on the Trump cabinet hearing from yesterday. But I think this is a complete waste of taxpayer dollars. I don't want my tax dollars going into this stuff like women might have a penis. And this other gender, fluidity and tossing out the binary.
Way, how is that education? Why is that not just propaganda?
Well, it is propaganda because it's not factual.
Right.
Okay. Women are not born with male genitalia. Now, every once in a while, you get a freak of nature, a hermaphrodite, or whatever the case may be.
The percentage is so small.
It is very small, and it is an aberration. It is a mutation. It is not generally the way things are supposed to work. But they want you to believe that in modern liberalism, that you can be anything you want, and you can feel like anything you want. If you wake up one day, and you say, you know, today I'm going to be a 58 Studebaker. Okay. Then you'll have to be treated as such.
couldn't you instead wake up and say, I want to be a 1963 Avanti? As long as you go in that direction.
You could.
Okay, that's better.
Yeah, you can be anything you want in the land of fruits and nuts. Yeah. And this is what this is. And this is a complete waste of our tax dollars at the federal level. And I don't know how much of our tax dollars are being kicked in. And again, where do these teachers? It's Planned Parenthood. They're supposed to provide services for adults who want to plan their parenthood. No, instead they're out indoctrinating our children and our grandchildren and filling their young skulls of mush full of gender lunacy. Go figure. 410 WCBM 680, our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can join us there. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Up next, Senator Kennedy waxing on the Democrats at 6:30. Time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. A U.S. Naval Academy graduate received probation before judgment and 80 hours of community service for destroying a pride flag outside Annapolis business. Benjamin Michael of Dallas, Texas, was in Annapolis for a Navy football game in November when he tore down the flag from the Dapper Dog tattoo shop, threw it in the trash. Michael was arrested after the shop owner posted a security video and a nearby restaurant employee recognized him and called police. Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen and Angela Alsobrooks have announced $200,000 in federal funding for local neighbor works organizations. The money will support efforts to lower housing costs, expand the local housing supply, support economic opportunities, and build stronger and safer communities. The senators both say the rising cost of housing weighs heavy on too many Maryland families. A former Coppin State Police corporal has pled guilty to misconduct in office and a fourth-degree sex offense. On January 1st, Officer Jamar Brockington, offered to drive a 16-year-old girl from Coppin State to her off-campus home. Once in the squad car, he began to make sexual advances toward the victim. And after the girl returned home, Baltimore police were notified. The evidence against Brockington includes campus video, and he surrendered in January. Brockington was held without bond for nearly 2 months before being released on house arrest. He is no longer employed by Coppin State, according to the Baltimore City State's Attorney's Office. Rockington has been sentenced to 3 years with all but 110 days of time served suspended, and he must register as a Tier 1 sex offender for up to 15 years. Coming up on 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, next WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Tim Lunson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES, we connect with families to help them make their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. We refuse to cut corners and do not bid to subcontractors. AES gives a 5-year free labor warranty on all our work, even though the state of Maryland requires only 1 year. Listen to what our customers are saying. The Liverman stated, out of all the projects done over the years, bar none, AES is absolutely the best. Kenneth said, your men are skilled professionals with exceptional results. Christine said, they were very thorough and incredible, attentive to detail. Love it. If you want to save money on a new kitchen, bathroom, addition, or more, call AES today at 1-800-787-SAVE or see us on the web at aeshome.us. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. And remember, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Pick 3 lottery number was 988. Your pick 4, 1169. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Some delays now southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels, but nothing major. 895 is backing up beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and now 95 is filling in from around Eastern Avenue and O'Donnell Street. So right now we're manageable. Southbound may be in the area of 10 to 15 minutes at this point, and we'll keep an eye on that, of course, for the traffic through that area. The west side outer loop has already filled in. We're getting that delay that's starting on the outer loop right around the bridge at 795 and working its way south from there. Just changing the camera to go back over there now. Yeah, much more stop and go from 795 down through Frederick Road. There's a wreck that happened overnight. Pedestrian struck in Charles County. It's in La Plata and is affecting traffic on 301 through there, both north and southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Some rain on the way tomorrow through the weekend. Today, a mix of sun and clouds, 80 this afternoon. Tomorrow, a few afternoon thunder showers, 86. Saturday, showers off and on, temperatures near 80 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds dusted off that old playbook from way back last night, using the long ball to overcome an early deficit. Take two or three from the Yanks. 5-4 was the final. We'll pick it up bottom of the second. Orioles, as usual, behind. 2-0, one on, nobody out. The slumping Ryan Mountcastle at the plate.
In advance.
That's a high drive into left field. This could test the wall. Where he just unleashed a couple of weeks of frustration.
Where Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, Ryan Mountcastle breaks an 0-for-18 slump with that two-run shot. Now, that tied the game at two. And then two batters later, Ramon Urias came to the plate.
Urias gives this one a ride. This is a long way to left. And that ball's gone. Two home runs in the inning. Ryan for two and Ramon for one.
Urias' second shot of the year gave the Birds a lead they would not relinquish, and Felix Bautista would close it out with a perfect ninth. 5-4 was the final. Orioles are off tonight. They host Kansas City 3 games over the weekend, beginning Friday night. Elsewhere in baseball, scary moment in Pittsburgh last night. A fan falls 21 feet from the 21-foot Clemente wall in right field and lands on the warning track in play at PNC Park during last night's game between the Cubs and the Pirates. The man was taken to the hospital, listed in critical condition. Caps back home last night trying to win a playoff series for the first time since the Cup year of 2018.
Leader, all-time number one when it comes to power play goals, fires and scores! Right on cue! The Great 8 makes it 1-0.
Joe Beninati with the call on Monumental. Ovi's 30th career power play playoff goal sends the Caps on their way to a workmanlike 4-1 win over the Canadiens, closing out the series in 5. Up next, the Hurricanes in the Eastern Conference semifinal. Ravens news team exercised the 5th-year option on Kyle Hamilton, but did not do so on 2-time Pro Bowl center Tyler Linderbaum. We'll have more on that later in the show. Hamilton's option is worth $18.6 million in 2026. Elsewhere in the NFL, the league has fined the Falcons and their defensive coordinator, Jeff Ulbrich, over the Shedeur Sanders prank call. Here's the coach.
My actions of not protecting confidential data were inexcusable. My son's actions were absolutely inexcusable. And for that, we are both deeply sorry. The NFL has taken action, and I fully respect the punishment.
That punishment is.
I promise my actions and I offer to work hard to demonstrate data. We are better than this. Again, I'm deeply sorry for our actions.
The punishment is hefty. $250,000 the Falcons were fined, $100,000 the coach. No more allowance, by the way, for the kid. The time now is 6:37. When we return, did the punishment fit the crime?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member in Recipic.
$350,000 for a prank call?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
But that wasn't the only one.
6 of them, apparently.
Yeah. Abdul Carter was another one that got pranked.
Also, Tyler Warren, the Penn State tight end.
Right.
How does that happen? Like, do they all get together? Like, is it a prank call club?
That's a good question.
I mean, really, how does it happen?
But it just goes to show you can't leave your iPad out, not unprotected, because that's how they got the numbers.
No, but I mean, like, do the assistant coach's sons get together on Facebook and or on the dark web somewhere and call each other and say, hey, I got this number, can you get that number?
Yeah, usually,
like, what happens
usually
here?
It's the Russians doing this, you know?
Yeah.
But somehow...
It's either the Russians or the Iranians.
When I was a kid, the most you could do is call a tobacco shop and ask if they had Prince Albert in
the can.
I wonder if Kim Jong-un is behind it.
That.
He does. You know what? I got a prank call the other day. Bruce, was that you?
No, it was not me. Hey, listen, did you see the catch from Dalton Vasho, Blue Jays?
Unbelievable catch.
That's amazing, folks. I'll post this on Bruce's brand on Facebook. It is phenomenal. He falls down while the ball is still in the air. He's on the warning track, rolls over, and then backhanded catches the ball.
Yeah, it's amazing focus and concentration. It's sort of like watching Gary prepare a sportscast.
Pretty much. Yeah. Amazing concentration.
Except the one at 6 o'clock this morning. Boy, did I mess that one up.
You can't catch them all.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I mean, after taking a shot at me.
Just one. I just want one.
Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 before the hour of 7 o'clock. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and weigh in on the... While we start off with the tax dollars going to this gender lunacy in down in the rural counties, and we have got other stuff to cover here in just a second.
Jamie Raskin was asked, Jamie of the extreme far left, was asked what he thought of Trump's first 100 days. You know, the list of Donald Trump's accomplishment as the president, the first 100, is really very impressive.
Yeah, by the way, last night at the Pints and Politics event at Michael's, a crowd of about 100 or so people, I asked everybody to grade Trump, and everyone raised their hands and gave him an A.
Yeah, I think it was exceptional.
There wasn't a single B, C, D, or F in the crowd. Like, everyone gave him an A.
Yeah, by the time we get to July 4th, it could be an A+, assuming the one big beautiful bill manages to get through House and Senate. And it's a very exciting time. Well, Raskin doesn't see it that way.
I certainly don't want to crash our economy. I don't want to crash the stock market. I don't want to have a trade war against the whole world except for Vladimir Putin. I'm not into destroying the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau or the Department of Education or the Agency for International Development.
Yeah, okay. So in other words, in his view, Donald Trump's first 100 days was a disaster. It reinforces the perception a lot of us have that the Democrats, they're living in a very different reality.
I think you need to start with a real analysis of what the problem is and what specific issues are. And that's the issue, that he seems to just pop out of his head with numbers. You know, 145%, 10%, let's do 5, 25. And I don't think that's the way we should be making policy.
Okay, yeah, you have your priorities and your system of doing things, but can't you at least acknowledge that in the first 100 days, this guy's had a hell of a run? I mean, to me, that's what makes the Democrats mockable. When you see somebody who has a run as Donald Trump has had the first 100 days, you can say, we disagree on policy, I disagree with the tariffs, whatever the case might be. But when you say this kind of stuff, it makes the party seem stupid.
A charitable interpretation of the behavior of the Democratic Party may exist, but I can't think of one. I think most fair-minded Americans think today's Democratic Party looks like the game room in a mental hospital.
And I think that's unfair because, you know, you've seen the game room in a mental hospital. It's better than the Democratic Party. It's substantially better. That's just Senator John Kennedy, of course, commenting. He was asked about the Democrat Party, and that's his first observation. And then he said, look, it's more than that. When you ask the Democrats, like Jamie Raskin, for a point of view on politics today, what you get is the sound of a rabid dog.
The only thing the Democrats contribute to the discussion is just a bunch of rabid barking. Many Democrats still drink their caramel frappuccinos and they carry their NPR tote bags, but their ideas are either non-existent or they're shallow, and their passions are immature.
Yeah, Kennedy, one more comment from him. He said that given a choice between listening to some of his Democrat colleagues in the Senate speak or the most unseemly choice of all, you might choose the unseemly choice, and that is having to listen to rerun of the View ad nauseum. So there you have his estimation. 6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so we had this wreck earlier on the BW Parkway northbound that happened before 6 o'clock. They're back there now trying to remove this vehicle from the woods on the right side. So a little bit slow again, northbound 295. After you're coming north of the bridge at 895, and there are a couple of vehicles also stopped in the median, so that may be a second accident here northbound. So going to be slow from the Beltway, working your way up eventually towards the city-county line. City police still with an update said they're still out with that wreck at Northern Parkway at Falls Road. Early this morning, a problem on I-270 north of Gaithersburg and going out to Frederick was a vehicle fire northbound 270 at exit 22. The roadway had been blocked in that area and a pretty bad wreck. Pedestrian was hit early this morning. Charles County in La Plata and 301 is affected there, both north and southbound. Both the tunnels now beginning to back up a little closer towards Eastern Avenue and Moravia Road, both on 95 and 895. The west side outer loop is solid from 795 down to Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
With the channel forecast, a mixture of sun and clouds today and a high of 80. Scattered showers or storms possible tonight. Tomorrow afternoon, partly cloudy, 86. And right now it is 59 in the city, partly cloudy, and 59 in Arnold. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Have you ever had an Uncrustable?
No.
Chuck?
Is that one of those little sandwiches?
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
You have. Explain to me something. Do you eat them fresh or do you freeze them and then thaw and eat?
I don't know. I never had one that was frozen.
Okay.
I would have remembered that, I think.
Well, the latest Smucker's Uncrustable, I mean, the package says soft bread baked fresh in the USA, and then right below the name it says thaw and eat.
Hmm.
And the latest flavor is peanut butter and mixed berry spread.
Okay.
Okay.
It features signature soft bread, baked fresh in the U.S., creamy peanut butter, and fruity blend of strawberries and blueberries. But the thaw and eat just got me to thinking. I guess a lot of people freeze them.
Would be the implication.
Well, maybe they stay, unless they're sold frozen. I don't know. I've never had one.
I don't either.
Yeah.
But I think Chuck, isn't it just a comment on the incisive mind of Sean, that he would determine that in order to thaw and eat, you'd have to have it frozen in the first place?
I would think.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I mean,
how you came to that.
Complimentary in his intelligence.
It is, you know. But how? Well, then explain to me this. Riddle me this, Mr. Peabody. How can the bread be soft if you have to thaw and eat it?
Well, it'd be hard when it's in the freezer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then it's not soft when you are.
No, it's not.
I think the boys are just crazy.
I begin to think this is going to be one of those shows, folks. Just got to buckle up. It's going to be a wild ride.
Like the Democrats, you just won't shut up.
Exactly. Let's move on.
Please. Buffalo! That's a good idea.
Buffalo Wild Wings brings back all-you-can-eat wings. Now you can mix and match. Boneless, traditional mix and match, and you get them for the bonus for $19.99. Traditional mix and match, $24.99, available Monday through Thursday. Dine-in only. So no sneaky takeout wing hoarding, Chuck.
Yeah. Chuck.
Yeah.
Sneaky takeout.
Sneaky. He goes sneaking them out again. Gee. That's a, can I have a Coke? He empties out the Coke.
Yeah.
Okay, with a plastic lid. And then, boom, he stuffs all the wings in the Coke, puts the lid back on it, and walks out with his Coke.
They wanted to know why I was wearing that raincoat.
I've seen the guy operate before, folks. He is an operator.
Actually, I'm impressed. That's very innovative, Chuck. Never considered that.
I don't usually deal in the front door of these establishments anyway.
That's right. Frank's Red Hot releasing six new flavors. Squeeze sauce. It's a creamy, tangy burger sauce. Mildly spicy. Frank's Red Hot Korean barbecue squeeze sauce. There's the secret chicken dipping sauce and the sweet and sour dipping sauce. General Cho wings sauce. And the mango habanero. Wow. Wings sauce. So
wow.
Frank's is branching out. Good stuff.
Okay.
I had a Korean squeeze one time.
Yeah, I bet
you. Do you like hot sauce?
Me?
Yeah.
I love it.
You do? Which is your go-to brand? Do you like Frank's? Do you like Texas Pete? Is there something else?
I like Texas Pete.
Texas Pete, yeah. That's my favorite. Mm-hmm. I like Texas Pete as well. All right, very good. Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 648. Let's go to the phones. Blanca in the city. Good morning.
Hello, and good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to share with you that, of course, we're fighting the gender ideology battle, and we need to do what we can as parents, as taxpayers. I wanted to share with you that the latest assignment for my high schooler. It's poster time. It's poster time. You can't take it no more, it says, the assignment. And you can't take it anymore because you need to protest how upset you are about the things are in the way of life that we are experiencing. And the poster should attract the attention of politicians and businesses. So I said to my son, what are you going to do? Oh, yeah. He said, I'm going to make the poster. Great. What is it going to be about? About the lawfare against Trump administration. Great. I said, great. So he turns it in. He gets an F.
He got an F.
He gets an F.
Wow.
He contacted the teacher. I said, why? He said, well, it's supposed to be about an issue that's affecting all of us. I said, the lawfare is affecting all of us.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I said, and you better understand that my son is the one who created this poster with no aid. You got to do this and that. He has his own mind. And then my other son, what do you think an assignment would include with the title Teaching the Holocaust and the Human Behavior? I thought, wow. This is pretty deep.
Right.
And no, it has nothing to do with either. It has to do with a young person finding confidence. It says no one bullied me in high school because absolutely no one knew I was gay. We stopped right there. I contacted that principal, contacted the State Department on Bergman's office, and I told them that this has nothing to do with the Holocaust.
Right.
And finding confidence included in the paragraph that children who are born, this is what it says, children who are born in conservative and Christian households usually have to suppress the real, who you really are.
Yeah.
Oh, I gave them hell. And the principal called me back and said now that they have a bad mark on their school score. I said, I don't give it.
Yeah.
Well,
then don't teach that kind of crap. If you don't want the bad marks, then don't teach it. Don't encourage it. Absolutely, Blanca. Thank you for standing up for your children and for the standards that they should be teaching in our schools. Got to run 6:51, 9 before the hour of 7 o'clock on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.real estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning. It's 6:53 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Baltimore City Fire, you can hear in the background, they're just responding to a report of a dwelling fire, 1500 block of McCullough Street. That's going to be northwest of downtown. So equipment is on the way. You can hear them being dispatched in the background. So heads up there northwest of downtown. Two different accidents now. 295 northbound above the bridge at 895. One is in the median off to the left side. The other's on the right shoulder. Room to get by, but it's a little bit slow through there. Beltway on the Parkville side fills in. The west side is already slow. South of 795, that vehicle fire that was closing most of I-270 northbound heading towards Frederick is now on the shoulder. And we're looking at delays. We have the heavy traffic south in the usual spots now, moving south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. Getting back into activities can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Well, John says partly sunny here this morning. It is going to be dry and 80 later on today. Right now, partly cloudy, 58 in Glen Burnie, 57 in Parkville. Let's go to the phones. Jeff in Phoenix. Good morning.
Morning, Jeff. Gentlemen, good morning.
Morning.
Sean, I want to thank you and WCBM for an excellent Science and Politics last evening at Michael's Cafe in Timonium. The turnout was a sellout. You and Nino Mangione did a great job, and I think one of the common denominators that came out of that event is the complacency of our society today. People are more obsessed with what football player will be playing on their team than they are with the absolute destruction of our society. You mentioned earlier in the program, you and Bruce, this situation in our rural counties and the exploitation and sexualization of our children. So let's think about that a little bit. When we think of the rural counties in Baltimore County, what do we think of? We think of agriculture. And when we think of agriculture, what do we think about? We think about the family farm, the generations of the family farm, so on and so forth. And when you drive on the Eastern Shore, for example, now, what do you see on beautiful, fertile land? You now see rows and rows and rows of solar panels. Well, who in their right mind would take fertile farmland and put solar panels on it? Notwithstanding the fact, a few decades ago, our wise representatives in Maryland and our friends south in D.C. decided that it would be prudent to put Section 8 housing in these areas. So the point being is, and then let's look at the east side of Baltimore County. And Sean, you brought this up last night, which was very relevant. Where once was one of the most thriving manufacturers of steel in the world is now nothing more than warehouses. What was once a major GM plant is now nothing more than retail. So we've allowed a choice few to take us from a producing society to a consuming society. So what do you expect? And until we decide to take education and put education back in our schools versus indoctrination, then nothing will ever change. And we don't even know how to do the things that we were able to do a few short years ago, because the last thing I'll say, I know you guys got to go, think about it. Why today in 2025 would our air quotes Ivy League institutes of higher learning have to offer remedial math?
Bingo. Yeah. Right on it, Jeff. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Thanks, Bill. Have a great weekend.
Yep, he's president of the Patriots Club. Let's go to Bill in Owings Mills. Hello, Bill.
Morning, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, sir.
I don't think I could have said it any better than Senator Kennedy from, is his name John? From
yes, yeah, John Kennedy.
Scott Kennedy?
John,
I'm sorry. He said, you know, just when you opened up your show this morning, it sounded exactly like a game room in the mental hospital. And I couldn't have said it better myself, with the woman talking about this gender dysphoria and all this type of thing. I mean, I really think that the people have lost their minds. I wonder if they really hear what they're saying.
Yeah, I do.
I wonder if they really... They belong in a mental hospital.
Yeah. I mean, and especially when these children are very young, and this all being done to allegedly slow the birth rate and STI issues. I'm sorry, I don't buy that for one second. I think this is pure indoctrination. This is recruitment that has been a left wing propaganda tool that they've used in our schools now for decades, and it's got to stop. And it's one of the reasons. And Bill, thanks so much for the call. It's one of the reasons why President Trump has tasked Linda McMahon with firing herself at the Department of Education. Get it out of this centralized location where, you know, the feds are dictating what the curriculum are going to be. Get it back into the states. Unfortunately, in this state, Bruce, it's just as bad as at the federal level. So it's going to be up to us, the parents. And it starts at the school board. And that's why we have to fight for the people that share our values and ideology at the school board level. Fight for people like Maggie Domanowski that was reprimanded recently. I mean, Dr. Rogers can, you know, basically violate several components of her contract with impunity, and Maggie Domanowski questions a budget issue and gets a reprimand.
Yeah.
It just goes to show you, this is the Orwellian nature of our school system right now, and we've got to stop it. All right, coming up next, we'll take a look at Chris Coons weighing in on Joe Biden's decline. Is Chris Van Hollen running in 28? And the latest from the Trump cabinet meeting and our MAGA update, all still to come here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A Trump tariff victory in the Senate. Republicans voting down a Democrat resolution would have blocked the president's tariffs. There are levies that Mr. Trump says are already creating jobs, making America rich again. Before you blame him for the economy's first quarter slump, President Trump has one word for you, Bidenomics.
For the first time in 3 years, the U.S. economy did not grow during the first quarter. Donald Trump was in office for more than two of the 3 months, but he claimed he isn't to blame for the contraction.
That's Biden. That's not Trump, because we came in on January. This is the quarterly numbers.
The president is telling Americans to be patient, arguing that his tariffs would eventually lead to an economic boom. Craig Clugston, Washington.
Treasury Secretary Bessent says a newly inked U.S.-Ukraine economic cooperation deal should send a message loud and clear to Vladimir Putin.
Today's agreement signals clearly to Russian leadership that the Trump administration is committed to a peace process centered on a free, sovereign, and prosperous Ukraine over the long term. It's time for this cruel and senseless war to end.
The pact guarantees U.S. access to Ukraine's lucrative rare earth minerals. It will help Ukraine repay its war debts and fund reconstruction. Deadly spring storms pummeling parts of the nation's midsection and some points to the east. Flash flooding produced by slow-moving thunderstorms in Texas and Oklahoma blamed for at least two deaths. In western Pennsylvania, fierce winds brought down trees and power lines, damaged buildings, left at least three people dead. Prayer for the storm victims and for the nation today. It is the annual National Day of Prayer. On Wall Street this morning, ahead of the opening bell, Dow futures are up 325 points. NASDAQ futures better by 338 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Claire from Trinity Debt Management. I'm a counselor, and the reason that I love working for Trinity is because I get to help folks with one of the hardest problems a family can face, and that's financial difficulties. In this day and age, everything is going up. You have higher utilities, higher grocery bills, higher fuel, and those credit card interest rates have gone up as well. We can help you with that. We can help you get lower interest rates, lower monthly payments. In just a few minutes, we put together a plan that gets you out of debt and keeps you out of debt. I love my job. It's a great program and a very smart way to find debt relief.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Claire, a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning, it's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning. Chuck Whitaker.
I was just making a routine check on the Beltway. Got over here to Bel Air Road. Something is happening here on the inner loop as you're coming towards Bel Air Road. We've got to get the camera turned around. It looks like it's either at the bridge at Bel Air Road or just beyond it. Got to be a wreck. I mean, this thing is almost completely stopped as you're coming east of Hartford Road and Putty Hill. So we get the state to turn the camera back towards 95. We can see exactly what it is. And I'm going to go back very quickly here towards Hartford Road and up towards Putty Hill. Yeah, it's not backed up yet towards Hartford Road, but it is slowing at Putty Hill. So this is a new problem there. Interloop as you're trying to get over to 95 on the northeast side. The accidents, both of the accidents, have cleared from the BW Parkway northbound at the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Some rain on the way tomorrow through the weekend. Today, a mix of sun and clouds, 80 this afternoon. Tomorrow, a few afternoon thunder showers, 86. Saturday, showers off and on. Temperatures near 80 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Glen Burnie, 59 degrees. Hunt Valley has 61 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. 704, I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues. The former Falston Volunteer Fire Company chief is facing charges of felony theft and embezzlement. Daniel McKinney arrested on a warrant Wednesday, later released on a $25,000 unsecured bond. City police say four juveniles faced charges after crashing a stolen vehicle in East Baltimore. Police spotted the stolen vehicle about 2:30 Wednesday afternoon, began to follow it, but the suspects fled, eventually crashed into a pole at Federal Street and Kenwood Avenue. Suspects tried to run from the scene. Police were able to arrest them. Suspects were between 15 and 17 years old, taken to the Juvenile Justice Center. U.S. Naval Academy graduate received probation before judgment, 80 hours of community service for destroying a pride flag outside an Annapolis business. Benjamin Michael of Dallas, Texas, was in Annapolis for a Navy football game in November when he tore down the flag from the Dapper Dog Tattoo Shop and threw it in the trash. Michael arrested after the shop owner posted a security video and a nearby restaurant employee recognized him and called police. And Maryland U.S. Senators Chris Van Hollen and Angela Alsobrooks have announced $200,000 in federal funding for local NeighborWorks organizations. The money will be supporting efforts to lower housing costs, expand local housing supply, support economic opportunities, and build stronger and safer communities. It's 705 on WCBM. Pick 3 lottery number was 988. Your pick 4, 1169. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111.
Jim, you've been talking about hypnosis on WCVM for many years, and you talk about all sorts of problems that can be solved with your hypnosis, besides drinking and smoking.
Like gambling as a single session. PTSD, well, that's 5 sessions every 3 months. Ovarian cysts and menstrual problems for women, usually just 1 session. Taking college tests. And sports, excellent for golf, a day or two before the tournaments, tennis, archery, wrestling, too many to mention.
So you can help people quit smoking, quit drinking, quit gambling, handle stress better, and improve in sports like golf? And Rory McIlroy just won the Masters.
But for something like that, you want to see him a day before he does the tournament. Oh my gosh, it's fantastic.
Jim, you do it all. Tell the listeners how they can reach you.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. 410-661-1111.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
One night after getting hammered by the Yanks, the Orioles come back to win the series. Beating New York last night, 5-4 was the final. Behind home runs from Ryan Mountcastle and Ramon Urias. Cade Povich got the start for Baltimore, pitching into the fifth.
Two bad pitches, the way I look at it. It sucks, but, you know, did what I needed to do to keep the team in it, and that's really all I care about.
The two bad pitches were home runs, especially the one given up to Aaron Judge. And Felix Bautista closed it out with a perfect ninth. Brandon Hyde, here he is on his closer.
Yeah, I thought his stuff was exploding tonight. That was the best fastball we've seen. The split, one of the splits to Grisham was kind of like the one he threw to Judge the other night, just where it falls off the table. You know, his slider's improved, too.
Caps trying to close out the Canadiens on home ice. They led it 2-0 in the second, and the Caps then were on the power play.
Strome angles out. Strome backdoor look. Dobesh got a chunk of that. Follow-up chance stop. Rebound. Score! Tom Wilson!
Two Joe Beninati had it on Monumento. Wilson stuffs it home in 4-1. The Caps the final. Ovi had a power play goal as well. And finally, NFL Hall of Famer John Elway was the driver of a golf cart when his business partner and former agent fell from the vehicle and died, according to a TMZ report. Jeff Spurbeck, a longtime friend of Elway's, who became his manager in 1990, reportedly fell off the back of the cart and hit his head on asphalt. There was no indication that Elway was driving negligently. Coming up in 30 minutes, no extension for Tyler Linderbaum. And that is Stein on Sports.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM. In Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. You can join us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. An hour from now, Dr. Robert Malone will join us on what's going on with Secretary Kennedy at HHS. Mackenzie Frost a little bit later on what's happening in at the DPW. But in this hour, we're going to be talking about Kevin O'Leary weighs in on AOC. We have highlights from the Trump cabinet meeting yesterday. It was an extraordinary meeting. Top story for you today is that Chris Coons, another Democrat in denial.
Indeed, Sean. Now, Chris Coons from Delaware, kind of Joe Biden's protege, rode the coattails of Joe Biden to get himself to be a senator after being the county executive of Newcastle County in Delaware. And he bragged during the campaign that he was in touch almost daily with Joe Biden, tracking what was going on, seeing how things were working. Well, now, he was very surprised, he says, to see how that one debate performance went for Joe Biden.
If I had any idea that President Biden was going to perform as poorly as he did at that debate, I would have been advising him differently and advocating differently. That debate performance was the first time I saw anything like that out of President Biden.
Really? Where are you for 4 years, sport? I mean, it seems to me you could track the guy's slow descent into some kind of memory loss issue, whether it's Alzheimer's or just dementia. Who knows at this point? But really, the first time ever, I bet you that surprised you.
I was shocked. I was genuinely surprised by that performance and was wrestling with what it meant for our path forward.
Wow. You were shocked. Anything else surprise you? Anything else shock you?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
So, well, there you go. Thanks, Chris, for weighing in for us. Chris Coons, yet another Democrat, trying somehow to put lipstick on a pig, folks. And you know the old saying, it's still pretty tasty as bacon.
Yeah, most Americans should really not be surprised, but should be really angry that they were gaslit and deceived by the Democrat Party, by its elected leaders, by the president himself, former President Joe Biden, and by the media. I mean, they were all of them were complicit in covering this up. Everybody knew. Everybody. We knew. I mean, we were talking about it on here. And I think most Americans who are smart, they could see it every day for themselves.
Well, you saw the tepid response when Alex Thompson got up in front of the White House Correspondents Association and said, guys, we missed this. And my argument, no, you didn't miss anything. They didn't miss it. There was a deliberate lack of oversight because they kind of like Joe. They didn't like Trump. They didn't like the Republicans because 90% of them, or more, I suspect, are all voting left of center. The swamp media is corrupt, and its job is to keep Democrats in power. Rush used to say the Democrats are actually, they're setting their policy according to what the swamp media wants. What the swamp media wants is some way to continue to advance Democrat priorities, and they're going to craft their stories around that.
Yeah, and so you have the media, and then you have these activist judges. The judges are no longer appointed based on their judicial temperament. Judges are appointed, especially for the Democrats, based on
political point of view
and what they bring to the table, what they're willing to do to keep the Democrats in power.
And by the way, if you doubt that, just take a look at the action of these judges against Donald Trump in the first 101 days of his administration. It's horrifying. 7:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so we found the problem. Interloop, the wreck is just past the bridge at Bel Air Road. I can see at least a white van is involved and another couple of vehicles behind it. So that was the reason for the backup that we saw about 10 minutes ago. We're backed up already on the Beltway back to and beyond the bridge at Hartford Road. So heads up now, if you're coming over from Perrin Parkway, you're trying to get over towards 95. There is room to get by to the right, but already that's at least a 15-minute delay through there. I'm not sure yet if the state police are behind it. The people are actually sitting on the Jersey wall on the inner loop in the left-hand lane. The outer loop now is going to see it, and we're going to get a backup through there. There may be a wreck in Ferndale. I haven't seen it yet. Northbound I-97 near the bridge at 648 may have been crowding the right lane. Both the tunnels with the normal delays as you're coming south on 95 and 895 after the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says partly sunny today, dry and 80, the expected high. And right now, a few clouds hovering about. Severn, it's 59 and 55 in Bel Air. And time for our mega movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
All right, the deal has been struck with Ukraine. Here's Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent.
Thanks to President Trump's tireless efforts to secure a lasting peace, I am glad to announce the signing of today's historic economic partnership agreement between the United States and Ukraine, establishing the United States-Ukraine Reconstruction Investment Fund. This partnership allows the United States to invest alongside Ukraine to unlock Ukraine's growth assets, mobilize American talent, capital and governance standards that will improve Ukraine's investment climate and accelerate Ukraine's economic recovery. The Development Finance Corporation will participate and help to establish this fund in collaboration with the government of Ukraine. Today's agreement signals clearly to Russian leadership that the Trump administration is committed to a peace process centered on a free, sovereign and prosperous Ukraine over the long term. It's time for this cruel and senseless war to end. The killing must stop, and both the United States and the government of Ukraine look forward to quickly operationalizing this historic economic partnership for both the Ukrainian and American people.
Yeah, and Zelensky now saying that he's ready for peace. So the question is Putin ready for peace? Putin has announced a ceasefire coming up in May, so this might be the opportune moment to take this time and take advantage of it.
It changes the dynamic rather substantially to have U.S. assets on the ground, commercial assets on the ground in Ukraine. You have American miners and other business interests there. Will the Russians still decide it's time to throw missiles at them?
Yeah.
I would suspect they're going to have to rethink that pretty carefully.
And this deal that they announced was previously called a minerals deal. Basically, it's a fund created between the USA and Ukraine where proceeds from using Ukraine natural resources will be used to rebuild the country and allegedly repay us for prior financial support, $350 billion worth, I might add. But will U.S. taxpayers ever see a dime repaid? I don't know.
We'll see.
I doubt it. I think the political class will end up taking all of that. Listen, I want to talk a little bit about the GDP, which came out yesterday.
Okay.
And it has been positioned as this is Trump's in trouble. This is a Q1 negative growth, negative 0.3% in the first quarter, despite, and here's the rest of the story on the GDP. It is, remember, GDP is a result of, remember, that imports are a deduction in the economic equation of GDP. The GDP is a valuation of all goods and services produced in the United States minus the value of the imports. Why is that significant? Well, because companies proactively purchased massive amounts of products in advance of the tariffs, leading to an overall increase in imports of 41.3%. That resulted in a 5.3% deduction to the GDP. So it gave a false appearance of lower domestic production. And basically, you have U.S. companies building consumer inventory from overseas, those are the imports, while simultaneously preparing themselves to shift production into the United States. That's a good thing. The massive import purchases are a bridge to cover the time needed to shift the manufacturing from overseas to USA. That's called reshoring. This is exactly what we want to see. So do not be alarmed. Don't think we're heading into recession, because we're not. This is, again, when Trump says it's going to take some time, there's going to be a transitional period, this is part of that transition.
Mm-hmm.
And rightfully so. All right, you talked about the Canadian elections and trying to cut a deal with the new Canadian prime minister.
I think we're going to have a great relationship. He called me up yesterday. He said, let's make a deal. You know, he was running for office. They both hated Trump. And it was the one that hated Trump, I think, the least that won. I actually think the conservative hated me much more than the so-called liberal. He's a pretty liberal guy. But no, I spoke to him yesterday. Couldn't have been nicer. And I congratulated him. You know, it was a very mixed signal, because it's almost even, which makes it very complicated for the country. It's a pretty tight race. But he's a very nice gentleman. And he's going to come to the White House very shortly, within the next week or less.
So what does this mean? As I said the other day, Trump will kill the USMCA, which is a trilateral agreement. He didn't like that. At mm-hmm. first, he got out of NAFTA, got into USMCA, and now there'll be bilateral trade agreements with both Mexico and Canada. That's what he's wanted all along.
He seems to much prefer one country and another country rather than one country and a conglomerate of
yes,
countries.
Absolutely. The Senate effort to block President Trump's tariff authority failed, despite Rand Paul, Susan Collins, and Lisa Murkowski all voted in support of removing his ability to impose tariffs as president. And then as to Mr. Garcia, they still won't give up the ghost, but Terry Moran of ABC got a little bit of a lecture yesterday by the president.
This is a MS-13 gang member, a tough cookie, been in lots of skirmishes, beat the hell out of his wife, and the wife was petrified to even talk about him, okay? This is not an innocent, wonderful gentleman from Maryland.
Yeah. This is not who you think it is. So that's the way it was in the 102nd day of the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way, because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
7:21, and don't forget the Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day at WCBM.com, our Facebook, and on our Rumble page as well, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100%, to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410 410- 866-1120 or on the web at saferetirementsolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning. It's 7:23 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather 1 to 3s all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
The inner loop wreck at Bel Air Road. They have the white van out of the roadway now, but there are a couple other vehicles that have to move out of the left-hand lane. So we're squeezing traffic by to the right, and it looks like as they're coming by there, they're in a single lane right there by the bridge. So the camera's kind of blocked out from exactly what's going on, but they're trying to get these last vehicles off the roadway. The backup is back towards Paring Parkway as you're heading east from Paring Parkway and eventually over towards I-95. The outer loop, of course, can see it. Pretty solid there from I-95 all the way to Providence Road. Slowing now through Pikesville, that's the normal delay, 795 to Frederick Road on the west side. Also the normal delays, and we have our backups coming around the area of the city-county line for both 95 and 895 going into the harbor tunnels. Apparently there is a minor accident there. It's at the end of the ramp, is a report we have in Ferndale at I-97 northbound at the ramp at 648. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Weather Channel forecast, a mix of sun and clouds today, dry and 80 right now. It is cloudy, 58 in Owings Mills, partly cloudy, 60 in Annapolis. It's 725. You're up to date on the morning drive.
All right, we have a new candidate for the presidency. I've figured this out at the very end of these sound bites. Senator Chris Van Hollen, who is now the senior senator from the state of Maryland. As you well know, this is the dude who traveled down to El Salvador because he really wanted to spend some quality time with Rodrigo Garcia. Well, listen to how he finishes these comments.
I did not ask him directly because he's answered that question repeatedly as his lawyers have. My purpose in going there was to, number one, see if he was alive, see if he was healthy, take his story.
He never actually bothered to ask him directly about MS-13. Wouldn't that be one of the first things you'd check with him on, just as a matter of personal curiosity? Well, yesterday he talked more about this and where the Democrat Party is. And here's spin for you.
We have only up to go. That's good news. And so, look, I think there are two things. One is I think Americans, regardless of political party, want people who are going to fight for the things they believe in. I think they are tired of people who have sort of their fingers in the wind to try to figure out where to go.
You're telling me that Donald Trump is doing that? I'm sorry. You may be looking in a mirror or looking at the rest of the Democratic caucus, because on the GOP side, things are pretty straightforward, and there's no doubt as to where the various individuals and the Republican side of the issues stand. But Van Hollen says what the Democrats need is they need an alternative vision, and guess who just might have that vision?
I think we need to, you know, fight this lawless president on all fronts. But I also think we need to provide an alternative vision for the country. And I think there's an opportunity to do that, especially as we come upon the Republican plan to provide a big tax cut for very rich and wealthy people and big corporations. We should have some alternative. And I'm working right now to present that kind of alternative.
That's when I thought, oh, my God, this guy's running. He wants to be president. I'm working on those alternatives. Well, Mr. Van Hellen, I got to say one thing. They've been looking for a manly man to step up on the Democrat side.
You're a tough guy.
Yeah, you're a tough guy, fella. Look, Sean, it's amazing to me that he is this transparent. I'm working on... I happen to have the alternatives. This is no different than Richard Nixon saying, I have a solution to Vietnam. He's running now. He just hasn't announced it yet. So we now know AOC is going to be running. Chris Van Hollen has basically announced he's running because he has the vision, Sean.
Well, I find it very interesting. Nobody's talking about Kamala Harris's speech yesterday.
Wow, no.
Not a single person. There was nothing in it that I saw. They charged $25 to live stream it. Nobody cares, even though she leads the polling. Yeah, right now for the Democrats. So Kamala Harris is the standard bearer right now. It really tells you just how far the Democrats have sunk. So you got Kamala Harris, you got AOC with her oligarchy nonsense, which while she's taking private jets all over the country,
yes.
Let's fight oligarchy. Okay, that message won't resonate. You know, she can raise money, and she can, you know, there's X amount of socialists that will support Bernie and AOC, but that's not enough to get you across the finish line. And then there's guys like Buttigieg. I don't think he's a legitimate threat. Then you got Gavin Newsom, who's run his state into the ground. I think the guys that we mentioned the other day, Andy Beshear of Kentucky would be, I think, a viable contender.
Rachel Levine.
Josh Shapiro. I'm not a solo on Josh Shapiro. But don't undersell. I'm telling you, it reminds me of the Barack Obama coronation,
right.
What they're doing with Wes Moore here in Maryland. And I think that's going to be a legitimate threat in the very near future.
Because it's going to be fascinating.
He's not outwardly socialist, and you know he's got that smiling visage and that disarming
he's not
way
outwardly
about him.
Anything.
Exactly. Exactly.
He's voting present like Obama did in the Illinois Senate. Hey, don't miss out on this Memorial Day sale at Rescue Natural Supplements. It's going on right now with prices rising across the country. Rescue is rolling back pricing to the year 2010. Plus, you're going to enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free. With three bottles, get two free Memorial deals. Now stock up on your favorites, save big with Rescue rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of 1250 omega-3s, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. To order, call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. And speak with a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings on over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. Remember, 2010 rollback prices and the Memorial deals are going on right now through May 29. So go shop res-q.com. That's res-q.com.
7:30 up next, highlights from the big cabinet meeting yesterday. It is time for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Former Coppin State Police Corporal has pled guilty to misconduct in office and a fourth-degree sex offense. On January 1, Officer Jamar Brockington offered to drive a 16-year-old girl from Coppin State University to her off-campus home. Once in the squad car, he began to make sexual advances toward the victim, and after the girl returned home, Baltimore police were notified. The evidence against Brockington includes campus video, and of course, he surrendered in January. Brockington held without bond for nearly 2 months before now being released on house arrest. He is no longer employed at Coppin State University. The former Falston Volunteer Fire Company chief, he's facing charges of felony theft and embezzlement. Daniel McKinney, arrested on a warrant Wednesday, later released on a $25,000 unsecured bond. Fire Company President Christopher Gibbons has issued a statement saying the board of directors discovered irregular purchases on a company credit card, and further investigation revealed possible criminal activity. The case was then turned over to the Harford County Sheriff's Office. City police say four juveniles faced charges after crashing a stolen vehicle in East Baltimore. Police spotted a vehicle about 2:30 yesterday afternoon, began to follow it. The suspects fled, eventually crashed into a pole, Federal Street and Kenwood Avenue. They tried to run from the scene. Police were able to arrest them. The suspect, ages 15 through 17, taken to Juvenile Justice Center. 7:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business, powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a two-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Pick 3 lottery number last night, 988, or pick 4, 1169, and now at 733. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the state highway crews did a good job. They had to stop everybody temporarily on the inner loop at Bel Air Road. They had to get everybody out of the left-hand lane where there's no shoulder available at Bel Air Road. All the accident vehicles now, the state highway crews, the state police, everybody's now on the shoulder. So all the lanes are open, but they're going to keep looking at it as they come under Bel Air Road. We're backed up beyond Perrin Parkway right now, and it's just starting to move with the three lanes open once again. But as long as they're on the shoulder, it's going to be an attraction there. The outer loop can see it. And again, we're backed up from there back over to 95. So far, nothing major on the JFX. A little more traffic from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. We'll continue with all the normal delays southbound city-county line, trying eventually to get into and out of both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Some rain on the way tomorrow through the weekend. Today, a mix of sun and clouds, 80 this afternoon. Tomorrow, a few afternoon thunder showers, 86. Saturday, showers off and on. Temperatures near 80 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Orioles closed out the month of April on a high note last night with a nice comeback win over the Yanks.
In advance.
That's a high drive into left field. This could test the wall. This will beat the wall. A swing from Ryan Mountcastle where he just unleashed a couple of weeks of frustration.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Mountie breaking an 0 for 18 and 2 for 34 slump with a two-run shot, propelling the Birds past the Yanks 5-4 the final at Camden Yards, taking the series from New York 2-1. After the game, manager Brandon Hyde saying the past is the past.
You know, good teams have bad months, and that's what we're, you know, we're really focused on just one game at a time, one series at a time, trying to win as many series as possible.
Birds are off today. They host Kansas City over the weekend. And speaking of KC, when does a hitting streak become a thing? Well, the old baseball adage is when it reaches 20 games. And so it is. The Royals shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. reached 20 on Tuesday night, extended it to 21 last night in a 3-0 shutout over the Rays. Ravens news, the team exercised the fifth-year option on Kyle Hamilton, but did not do so on two-time Pro Bowl center Tyler Linderbaum. The Hamilton's option is $18.6 million in 26. In a statement, Ravens GM Eric DaCosta said he hoped to retain both. Caps back home last night looking to close out the Canadiens.
Ovechkin sweep it down low. Strome angles out. Strome backdoor look. Ovechkin a chunk of that. Follow-up chance stop. Rebound. Score!
Big one for Tom Wilson last night. Made it 3-0 Caps in the second. Ovi had a power play goal as well. Caps over the Canadiens 4-1. The Hurricanes next up in the Eastern Conference semifinal. Elsewhere in the NHL, the Panthers closed out the Lightning in 5. 6-3 the final. Jets restored order in their series last night against the Blues, taking care of St. Louis 5-3. Winnipeg now up 3-2. NBA, Timberwolves end the Lakers season and the Rockets extend the Warriors to Game 6. Kentucky Derby over the weekend, the 151st edition. Journalist Enthusiasm is the 3-1 favorite. Publisher is a son of 2015 Triple Crown winner American Pharoah. He comes in at 20-1. And finally, from the world of pickleball, I'm sure you needed to know this, 8-time Grand Slam champion Andre Agassi, who retired from pro tennis in 2006, won his professional pickleball debut a day after turning 55 years old. He teamed with 18-year-old Anna Lee Waters to defeat a pair of even younger teens in 3 sets. It was the mixed pro division at the U.S. Open Pickleball Championships.
Of course it was.
You need that. It's time now is 7th. And by the way, Agassi was inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame in 2011. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the president endorses Stephen A.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So they had the town hall with President Trump last night on News Nation, that cable outfit. Chris Cuomo, right. Bill O'Reilly, Stephen A. were the right. hosts, and they had President Trump on the phone. And, of course, you know, I'm sure you've heard, you know, Stephen A. Talking about running, right, in 2028. So here's the opening to that.
Stephen A. Smith may run for president, as you know. Do you have any advice for Stephen A. If he launches the run?
So a little later on in that segment, President Trump says this.
I'll tell you, I'd love to see him run.
All right, there you go. Stephen A. Smith may run for
Better than Wes Moore.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure I know all that much about Stephen A. Smith and his positions, other than he's a big Knicks fan, isn't he?
He is a big Knicks fan, absolutely. But now it is interesting, though. And in fact, that town hall last night was pretty interesting. I don't know if you watched that.
No,
I was flipping between that and the hockey game, and you know, there was a lot going on TV last night.
Yeah,
hockey, baseball,
right? A lot going on. By the way, there's a sign up sheet in the kitchen for the first ever WCB. Pickleball team.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. Okay. So we want to know if you're interested in playing.
Well, are you playing?
I might play. You know,
yeah, Bruce, what about yourself?
No, sir.
He'll be the net.
Yeah.
No, sir.
You know what? I think I'm going to sign up.
Yeah.
Wait, have you guys ever played?
No. I've never played pickleball. Played tennis, but it's an
orthopedic surgeons love pickleball.
Yeah, pickleball. First time I ever played, I tore my MCL.
Yep. Is that right?
Yes, that's true. Like 5 minutes into it.
Wow.
But that didn't deter me. I rehabbed it, did whatever I needed to do, and kept playing, and I enjoy it.
Right.
Is it a good speculation to think that Andrew Agassi will end up as the first nominee for the Pickleball Hall of Fame? I'm not sure there is one yet, but
it's possible.
It seems to me he's already paving the way.
I just think it's so interesting that a 55-year-old Andre Agassi is on the court with an 18-year-old pickleball player.
Who do you think he is, a football coach?
Yeah. All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. 7:40. Yesterday, there was an amazing cabinet hearing, or cabinet meeting, I should say, where President Trump invited all the cameras in, journalists in, the entire nation got to see this president's cabinet at work, and some really interesting things were said. I thought I'd play some of them for you here this morning. Here is one of them with Trump talking about the possibility of having to use habeas corpus in order to neutralize these activist judges.
There are ways to mitigate it, and there's some very strong ways. There's one way that's been used by 3 very highly respected presidents, but we hope we don't have to go that route. But there is one way that has been used very successfully by 3 presidents, all highly respected, and hopefully we don't have to go that way. But there are ways of mitigating that.
Okay, he's talking about Lincoln, Grant, and FDR all suspended habeas corpus. Very controversial, but all of them ended up pretty highly respected, as he said, in various annals. So he is not sure what's going to happen yet. We'll wait and see. He says, I think he's waiting for a Supreme Court decision. We'll see what happens there.
Yeah. Short term, it's not a good thing to do. The people in Maryland, for example, after Lincoln basically arrested the governor and told the legislature don't bother meeting, then he was not very popular during or after the war.
Marco Rubio dropped this bomb inside the State Department.
Something else we got out of the business of, it wasn't widely reported, or maybe it was. We had an office in the Department of State whose job it was to censor Americans. And by the way, I'm not going to say who it is. I'll leave it up to them. There's at least one person at this table today who had a dossier in that building of social media posts to identify them as purveyors of disinformation. We have these dossiers. We are going to be turning those over to these individuals.
We can follow up with the media.
Well, we are going to turn over these dossiers to the individuals, and they'll decide whether they want to disclose it or not. But just think about it. The Department of State of the United States had set up an office to monitor the social media posts and commentary of American citizens to identify them as vectors of disinformation, when we know that the best way to combat disinformation is freedom of speech and transparency. And so that's what we're going to be in the business of doing. We're not going to have an office that does that.
That was Vice President Vance saying, was it me or Elon that has the dossier? Pete Hegseth says recruiting is off the charts.
And what we have seen since your election and the inauguration has been nothing short of a recruiting renaissance. It hasn't been decades since we've seen this kind of recruiting in the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, the Air Force. The men and women of America want to join the United States military led by President Donald Trump.
And Secretary Kennedy dropped a bomb. We'll hear about that in just a second. 7:43.
Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Hey, we do need to get tested for Choose Your Fake News. It's that time of the morning again. Telephone number 410-WCBM680. First, though, Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. All the accident vehicles are on the shoulder on the interloop at Bel Air Road. For a while, the interloop was blocked as they move everybody over. We're backed up to where right now the tail end of this backup is just coming across here at the area just around Perrin Parkway. Going to look back to the camera up towards Providence Road. Not too bad there. So it's going to be Perrin Parkway over towards Bel Air Road. Everybody's off to the side now, but they continue to look at it. The inner loop at Greenspring, that's the normal delay coming up through Pikesville. The outer loop has been there since early this morning. 795 down to Frederick Road. Both the tunnels still backed up as you're coming south from the city-county line. At last check, we did see that all the lanes are open, both on 95 and 895 going into the tunnel. Just back there right now, just to verify that. Looks like we're okay as you're moving through 895, and we'll slip over to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four lanes are moving south towards Key Highway. A couple of new accidents in the city. Hollabird Avenue, Browning Highway over on the east side, and Eastern Avenue at Conkling Street. It's time for a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your coolant system, make sure you rotate your tires, get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says a partly cloudy day today, dry and 80 the expected high right now. We're looking at partly cloudy 60 in Middle River, 62 in Edgewater. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. We've got a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and a coffee mug to award if Mark in Reisterstown can correctly identify the fake news story. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
Salute. How you doing?
Doing fine. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
All right. Good luck to you, Mark. Here are your three stories. Story one, controversial measure to charge $20 on cars to help pay for the Trump administration priorities was included in the One Big Beautiful Bill in the reconciliation markup plan this week. First time Republicans can ever remember that kind of tax or increase or charge being proposed by the GOP. Story two, Congressman Max Frost, Democrat from Texas, returned from El Salvador with an MS-13 knuckle tattoo, he says, to show solidarity for Kilmar Abrego Garcia. Frost hopes to highlight the fate of Garcia and his claim that he is being denied due process. And story three, an outrageous travesty of justice occurred in Missouri recently. It could cause millions of Americans to lose faith in the criminal justice system. A radical judge ordered a deranged leftist, credibly accused in federal court, of firebombing two Tesla Cybertrucks and charging stations to be released back from prison. Apparently, this is due to medical needs, which is gender-affirming care, meaning that a transition. from one gender to the next.
New transition.
Exactly. Story one, Republicans introduced a $20 passenger vehicle fee as part of the way to pay for the Trump agenda. Story two, Democrat returns with MS-13 knuckle tattoo to show solidarity. Or story three, radical judge releases Tesla fire bomber for prison for transitioning purposes. All right, we'll start with Chuck.
Three.
Chuck goes for story number three. Kristen?
I'm afraid that might be true, and I'm afraid one might be true, so I'm going to say number two.
Kristen goes story number two. Bruce?
Yeah, I suspect we would have seen if Max Frost came home with a knuckle tattoo or a knuckle sandwich. I think that, too, is fake news.
Bruce goes for two, and Mark in Reisterstown.
I'm going to go with two also.
All right, Mark goes for two. Story number one, yeah, that's a true story. I understand now the $20 fee has been yanked from the bill after cooler heads prevailed. Story number two, Max Frost with the MS-13 knuckle tattoo. That is our fake news story of the day. Congratulations, Mark. You are a winner.
So sorry, Chuck.
Yeah.
It's all right, Bruce.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right. I gave you a chance today to catch up.
Well, thank you so much.
Don't know where the standings are. We got to get the latest standings and see where everybody's at.
That's it. It's either Chuck or Kristen. I know for sure it ain't me.
It ain't me, babe.
Last night, a lot of people were wondering if there was going to be a dunking booth at the Crab Feast.
Oh, yeah.
I said, not to my knowledge, but we might arrange that.
Yeah.
Would you like to be dunked? What do you think, huh? Chuck, would you like to be dunked?
No.
No. Even if it was for charity?
No.
Let's say you could pick the charity of your choice.
I'll write him a check.
Dunking booth.
I ain't going no damn water. What are you talking about?
It'd be wonderful Chesapeake Bay. We'll make you feel really at home. It'll be a potter right from the Inner Harbor.
That's nice. Listen, last time I got in something that was wet, I fell out of it.
That was the hot tub.
Yeah.
Right. That was all over Facebook until I got a hold of that one.
Yeah.
It was shortly thereafter Chuck sold it.
It wasn't pretty. I had to put a new floor in the lanai and everything.
All right, Chuck. Well,
he has a lanai.
Yes, he does.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah, we have a lanai. It's not a patio.
It's a lanai.
See you in a couple.
Shut up, Bruce.
Denise in Dundalk has been waiting. Good morning,
Denise.
Denise.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, thank you. Chris Van Hollen, you know, he's been asleep most of his career, and he woke up not to help the legal citizens of Maryland with energy bills. He woke up not to help the legal citizens combat crime or the high cost of groceries. No, he woke up and took his butt right to El Salvador to see if this Garcia guy was still alive. Are you freaking kidding me? What about the citizens of Maryland who are dead because of the crime, and no one seems to have an idea of how to handle that? He is absurd. And why do the people of Maryland, even if you're a Democrat, can't you see that he is so disingenuous that he doesn't give a damn about you or me or anyone? It is so freaking frustrating that I almost can't find the word.
Yeah. No, I hear you. You know, that's the frustration that we all feel. You would think that the once proud party, the Democrat Party, would have some empathy for the victims of these illegal aliens, but they have none. Zero. That includes Westmore. That includes most of the Maryland delegation, most of the Maryland General Insane Asylum. There are very few Democrats. You find a few here and there, but very few of them actually have any empathy for the victims. Denise, thanks for the rant and the call. Appreciate that. 7:50 coming up next here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. We'll take a look at Kevin O'Leary, weighs in on AOC. At the top of the hour, Dr. Robert Malone on how the heck did petroleum-based dyes get into our food. It's 7:51. You're on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
What should we get, Mom, for Mother's Day?
Well, she's always complaining about the messy house. How about roses?
Well, that'll cover up your stinky feet, but what about the rest of the house?
I know. Let's call Maid Pro.
Maid Pro? Like getting the whole house clean? You actually had a great idea for once.
MaidPro.com, the mother of all ideas for a Mother's Day. So don't be a bonehead. Whether you're a son or daughter, father or friend, buy her what she really wants. Someone to clean up the mess that you made. Call before May 31st and get $25 off your first clean.
You know, nobody asked Luke what he thinks.
Maid Pro!
planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Very busy hour. Yeah. Next hour.
Let me just play this one clip of... We'll wait till next hour because we got traffic coming up. Because it's important to hear what Bobby Kennedy had to say about the Biden Health and Human Services administration and what they did during his reign there at HHS. So that's coming up in the next hour.
I have missed that comment. Look forward to hearing that. 7:53 right now. Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Lanai Johnson.
So the backup on the Beltway eased up a little bit now. Ignore that. The inner loop is now a little better. Interloop is now a little better from Hartford Road to Bel Air Road. We were backed up almost back to Providence Road. The wreck is still on the shoulder on the interloop at Bel Air Road, but now everybody is getting by. We'll have delays on the interloop as you're coming through Pikesville. Really slow right now here at Park Heights Avenue. Looking at the camera towards Green Spring, it looks like we're okay. And then down the hill to the JFX. So I don't see anything in the roadway there, but it's going to be slow as you're working your way through. That backup, by the way, will come up from Liberty Road and all the way through Park Heights Avenue. The west side is still solid. That's the normal delay, 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Weather Channel says it's going to be a partly cloudy day today with a high of 80. Scattered showers maybe later on this evening, tomorrow as well. It could be a rainy weekend from what we're seeing right now. Mostly cloudy, 60 in Parkville and it's 61 in Middle River.
I know it's early, folks, to speculate on 28, but the Democrats are already starting to line up to see who might be able to elbow his or her way into their nomination for the presidency. Kamala Harris gave a speech yesterday. Nobody cared. Nobody cared. She's nominally the leader. That ain't going to last. One of the candidates, at least the potential candidates, was asked yesterday, well, look, you're at the top of the polls right now. Are you running?
You're topping the polls, so people are saying...
This moment isn't about campaigns or elections or about politics. It's about making sure people are protected, and we've got people that are getting locked up for what they for exercising their First Amendment rights. We're getting two-year-olds that are getting deported into cells in Honduras. We're getting people that are going to get kicked off of Medicaid. That, to me, is the most important.
Yeah, whatever a politician says, this isn't about the polls or my political future. You better believe yourself. It is exactly about the polls and their political future. That, of course, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Well, Kevin O'Leary, the nice guy on what is that show? They have the people.
Shark Tank.
Shark Tank. He was asked for his estimate of AOC. This is a damning with faint praise here.
I think she's the best marketeer in politics. I buy her T-shirts. I gift them the Tax the Rich T-shirts. I love them. She makes 82% margin on them, which I think shows you that inside of every socialist is a capitalist trying to get out.
inside every socialist is a capitalist trying to get out. But what about her run for the presidency, Kev?
Now, would she destroy America? Absolutely. There's no chance she'll ever be president. I don't agree with anything she says, but I love her social media. She's a crazy chicken. She raises $5 and $20 at a time. She's a terrible manager. Her district is a wasteland. Why would anybody want her running anything? But I love what she does on T-shirts.
I'm sorry, would you repeat her characterization of her again?
She's a crazy chicken. Crazy chicken. Crazy chicken. Crazy chicken.
Now, of course, that may be a little bit unkind, putting the chicken sound effect in there. She was actually asked by Jasmine Crockett as to whether Jasmine Crockett might be considered for a ticket at the top on 28. And here's part of their conversation. Yeah, that's kind of the way I see it.
Birds of a feather.
Birds of a feather, exactly.
Well, now, look, this is going to be fascinating to watch.
Oh, really is.
I've got to get to the midterms first, but I don't want to rush the 20. I want to enjoy every second of the Trump presidency for the entire 4 years and not have to worry about it. But there might be a slight fly in the ointment for Chris Van Hollen. He was not born in the United States.
Really?
He was born in Pakistan.
But to American parents.
To American parents. So that's similar to a John McCain. He was born in the Panama Canal, if I remember correctly.
Right. Two of his dad was stationed there.
Yeah, exactly. So I think there is Supreme Court ruling on that. But he is certainly, for the real sticklers, that is not natural born.
Yeah, and there are so many real sticklers in the Democrat Party.
Yes, well, they don't care. I mean,
they don't care.
As long as they can screw Bernie Sanders, that's all they care about.
That's right.
Each and every election cycle. That's the thing that matters the most. Coming up in the top of the hour, Dr. Robert Malone's going to join us and talk about the latest from HHS and getting the ban on the red dyes and how does this stuff even get in our food in the first place? So we'll talk about that. And sugar being a poison. We're now getting word that yesterday the DHS revealed that the ex-wife of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the so-called Maryland man, the MS-13 man, that there was an additional second domestic abuse filing that was filed.
The Maryland man did that? Oh,
yes.
Come on, Sean.
According to the petition filed by his wife, or what we thought was his wife, District Court of Maryland, PG County, Garcia verbally abused her, kicked her, slapped her, shoved her, mentally abused her children, locked them in their bedroom while they cried, and detained Vasquez against her will. She alleged that Garcia grabbed her by the hair while in a vehicle. States Garcia grabbed her from the hair in a car, dragged her out of the vehicle, abandoned her in the street, and also claims that he broke her son's tablet, broke doors in their house, and Garcia pushed her against the wall while breaking phones and television. So, you know, this is the guy that Chris Van Hollen is fighting for.
When the story broke, remember that's what I said? I said, they choose the damnedest poster boys. So they've chosen this guy. They're going to be all into Mr. Abrego Garcia. Well, more power to you. I don't think it's going to play very well in 26 or 28.
Coming up next, Dr. Robert Malone on the Morning Drive. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Following that highly publicized false start at the White House, a dust-up between Presidents Trump and Zelensky, the U.S. and Ukraine have finally signed an economic cooperation pact granting the U.S. development rights to Ukraine's valuable rare earth minerals.
The two countries came to terms on a deal that will compensate Washington for billions in military and economic assistance to help Ukraine repel the Russian invasion. In a video message, Treasury Secretary Bessent said the agreement sends a direct message to Moscow.
That the Trump administration is committed to a peace process centered on a free, sovereign, and prosperous Ukraine over the long term.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
While announcing trillions of dollars of additional business investment in the U.S., President Trump blames his predecessor for the economy's first quarter slump. Mr. Trump counsels patience, arguing that tariffs will eventually cause the economy to skyrocket. The nation's highest court has heard arguments over the question of public funding for a private online religious charter school. Correspondent Mark Sherman says the case has nationwide implications.
While a Supreme Court decision in the case would apply specifically only to the charter school at issue in Oklahoma, a lawyer defending the Oklahoma court's decision invalidating the school's approval said that a ruling for the school would upend the laws across the nation that pertain to charter schools. About 3.7 million school children, or about 8% of the total, attend public charter schools.
McDonald's reporting global same-store sales fell 1% in the first 3 months of the year. Wall Street had been banking on a nearly 2% sales increase. The Dow futures, 316 points higher. Dow futures up, and the NASDAQ futures are higher as well. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
8:03 Thursday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
And just spotted what appears to be a new problem. Looks like a broken down vehicle on the Beltway at Bel Air Road. I'm trying to get an idea if this is east or westbound on the Beltway. Don't really know yet because the camera shot is really tight. So it looks like it may be on the outer loop as you're coming into that area. But heads up both ways so we get an idea on that. It's a red car in the center lane and nobody behind it. We're definitely slow at both the harbor tunnels, and that continues with the normal delay as you're coming south on 95 and 895 through the city county line. JFX has a slow pocket. Ruxton Road down through the city county line. I don't see anything in the roadway, but we are backed up right there at the ramp at Ruxton Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Some rain on the way tomorrow through the weekend. Today, a mix of sun and clouds, 80 this afternoon. Tomorrow, a few afternoon thunder showers, 86. Saturday, showers off and on. Temperatures near 80 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, you're taking a look at temperatures that are pleasant for the day. Right now, you're thinking about probably around 58 degrees in Essex. Hunt Valley has 61 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The former Falston Volunteer Fire Chief is now facing charges of felony theft and embezzlement. Daniel McKinney, arrested on a warrant Wednesday, released later on a $25,000 unsecured bond. Fire Company President Christopher Gibbons has issued a statement saying the board of directors discovered irregular purchases on a company credit card, and further investigation revealed possible criminal activity, and the case has been turned over to the Harford County Sheriff's Office. City police say four juveniles face charges after crashing a stolen vehicle in East Baltimore. Police spotted the stolen vehicle about 2:30 Wednesday afternoon, began to follow it. The suspects fled, eventually crashed into a pole at Federal Street and Kenwood Avenue. U.S. Naval Academy graduate received probation before judgment and 80 hours of community service for destroying a pride flag outside an Annapolis business. Benjamin Michael of Dallas, Texas, was in Annapolis for a Navy football game in November, and he tore down a flag outside the Dapper Dog tattoo shop. He threw it in the trash. He was arrested after the shop owner posted a security video. Restaurant nearby, an employee there recognized him and called police. It's 8:05 on WCBM. Pick three, lottery number 988. Pick four, 1169. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
At least one bright spot emerging from the first month of Orioles baseball is the comeback of closer Felix Bautista, who found himself on the hill last night in the bottom of the ninth against the Yanks.
Talk about swinging. It's good to see Felix Bautista back. It's great to see a series win over the Yankees.
Kevin Brown had the final call on Masson. O's hold off the Yanks 5-4. Take 2 of 3 from New York. They finish April 12-18. They're 5.5 back, 132 games left to play. Elsewhere in baseball, the Rockies avoided the worst 30-game start to a season since 1901 last night, beating the Braves 2-1. Rockies are 5-25. The worst start to a season belongs to the 88 Orioles at 4-26. Caps closed out the Canadiens last night in D.C.
All-time number one when it comes to power play goals. Fires and scores! Right on cue! The Great 8 makes it 1-0.
Joe Beninati had the call on Monumental. 4-1 win for the Caps and a 4-1 series win as well. They'll take on the Hurricanes now in the Eastern Conference semis. Schedule, however, won't be announced until all first-round series are complete. And finally, the list is now up to 6 NFL players who received prank calls on draft night. The latest is Abdul Carter, who went 3rd to the Giants. The Falcons and defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich have been fined a combined $350,000 by the league for the pranking of Shedeur Sanders. Coming up in 30 minutes, the cost to Shedeur for falling in the draft. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number 3, we are fortunate to have on our newsmaker hotline Dr. Robert Malone, and of course he, along with Dr. Jill Glasspool Malone, are authors of the book Cywar, Enforcing the New World Order, which exposes the history and tactics of modern psychological warfare on the American people and offering a way forward for citizens to resist totalitarian control. And today's topic is food. Dr. Malone, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. How's everything in Baltimore? It's lovely here in Madison, Virginia.
Yeah, it is gorgeous here as well. We had a nice stretch of weather. And yesterday we saw the cabinet meeting, President Trump's cabinet with Secretary Kennedy, announcing that they had banned some of the food dyes, including red number 2, which you have written about. But my question to you is how does a petroleum-based dye get into our food in the first place?
So a lot of this goes back to the early 1900s. There's over 10,000 petroleum-based food additives that have been authorized by the FDA. And this really began in the early 1900s with the recognition that petroleum could be transformed with organic chemistry. That's not the same as what we think about with organic foods. It could be transformed into drugs. That was John D. Rockefeller pushing that. And that's what changed medicine. And also, it could be used for food, food additives, food preservatives, all these things. And so what happens with the FDA is that they will authorize, this is, you know, typical of bureaucracies, they will authorize something based on limited initial data, and then they never really go back and assess whether or not there are any long-term consequences. And many of these things are legacy. They've been in our food stream for years and years and years. Now, the European Union has been much more, let's say, aggressive or proactive in actually following the science. And when it becomes clear that these kinds of food supplements are causing problems for people like ADHD, which is associated with many of these dyes, then they've got those out of the food stream, which is why we have those images of Fruit Loops from Europe or Canada versus Fruit Loops from the United States that look entirely different. They look kind of washed out because they're using dyes that are derived from natural sources like beet juice and carrot juice.
Okay, so basically what you're arguing then is that what we are seeing in this country is we're visually stimulated. We want to have the bright colors. We want to have
all of us.
We want to have apples look perfect, for example.
Well, exactly right. Or another great example is the orange dye they put on Florida oranges. Mm-hmm. Right? Florida, yeah. And not California, I don't know. But the truth is that our primitive primate brains react to bright colors ostensibly because of the maturation of fruit. So we're basically, the industry is signaling to us that these are sweet, ripe fruits by using these really bright dyes. They're basically reaching into fundamental primate pharmacology in order to trigger us to take these foods, and particularly trigger our children.
Yeah, it's just unconscionable. Dr. Robert Malone will continue with us here in just a moment. A brief pause for a traffic update.
8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Lanai Johnson.
There's a big problem here. Apparently now, Prince George's County, the ramp from southbound 95 to the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway. The report is that the ramp may be almost completely blocked because of this wreck. I'm looking at the traffic that's sitting here at Cherry Hill Road and coming south from 198. That's going to be a big problem because you don't have a lot of room to get around it once you get there. So we may have to take the inner loop ramp to over to Route 1 as you're moving towards College Park and then work your way back. But this is a big backup right now and a big problem on the south end of 95 going in towards the district. That broken down vehicle that was on the outer loop at Bel Air Road cleared the center lane, now on the shoulder. If you're going to be in Howard County the next few minutes east of Mount Airy, there's an injury accident there. A car and a train on Watersville Road. It's going to be just north of I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says partly cloudy today, and we're looking at 80 for the high, and right now it is 61 in Parkville, and it is 63 in the city. On the Newsmaker hotline with us is Dr. Robert Malone, and of course his excellent book, Cywar, Enforcing the New World Order. And we look at this new MAHA movement, doctor, and I can't, you know, go on my phone without getting some kind of reel or short video from people shopping at stores, picking out healthy foods now. Don't use the seed oils. Let's get rid of the microplastics. Is this a new awakening because we now believe our food was making us sick? Where is this whole thing going?
Well, let's hope that's the case. And the lovely thing about the Make America Healthy Again movement is that it's bipartisan. Or depending on where you are in the political spectrum, it's the threatening thing. But in any case, it's great news that the MAGA Make America Great Again movement and the Make America Healthy Again movement have come together. It's really a joining of left and right when you think about it, because Bobby Kennedy, as the, you know, nominal leader of Make America Healthy Again, it's bigger than just him, but he really does come from the left historically. Of course, he was a Democrat. And to have him and Tulsi Gabbard, both presidential candidates from the left, joining this administration is something that the corporate media doesn't cover, but this is truly a bipartisan administration in a major way, and that is a big step forward as far as I'm concerned. If we want to make America great again, we have to join together and stop fighting each other.
Dr. Malone, you know that very rarely do they go back and take a second look once they've approved something, approved the dye, or approved the drug, and this particular culture. It does take something that's kind of catastrophic to make them step up and take action with any speed whatsoever. For example, thalidomide. It was approved, and then they discovered that, they had terrible birth defects coming out of it, and they pulled it from the market. Is there anything catastrophic that's equivalent in the area of food dyes, or is this kind of a slow creeping effect on us?
So the thing that, you know, people talk about the cancer risk associated with food dyes, and that's true, but it's relatively, it's hard to show that there's a direct relationship. Cancer is complex. But what there is clearly demonstrated is a tie between these, most of these food dyes, or many of them, and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, as I mentioned. So you'll recall that we have this explosion of ADHD and then over-medication of our children, particularly young boys. And many people have thought that, well, eating sugar is contributing to this hyperactivity problem in boys. But it turns out that it's not just the sugar, but it's the sugar together with these, what are really drugs, these synthetic petroleum-based food dyes that are making our boys and girls, but particularly boys, have this super hyperactivity behavior that drives school teachers nuts and results in schools saying, oh, you got to go, you know, get Ritalin or whatever for your kid. And remember that was one of the key things that Donald Trump tasked the MAHA Commission with when he created this executive order for the MAHA Commission, is to really fix the epidemic of disease, chronic disease in children. That was his main focus. Donald Trump really cares about the kids, and that was the focus of the MAHA Commission. And so it's no wonder that is one of the first things out of the gate that the HHS, under Bobby Kennedy's leadership with Marty McCarthy, is addressing.
Yeah. We have just about a minute and a half left, and I wanted to get your thoughts on, Secretary Kennedy said yesterday that they are looking into the causes, all of the above approach to autism. They expect to have preliminary findings by this September, and with more specific findings in 6 months. Do you think they'll be successful in, because this has been a problem that has been going on for decades now?
It's a very aggressive timeline, and in that press conference didn't go as well as the food dye press conference. I think they're learning. You know, this is a new team. But what they didn't do really clearly was to make it clear that autism is a spectrum, and a lot of the symptoms that Bobby was talking about, the repetitive movements, the incontinence, those kinds of things, are associated with severe autism. And this is a very aggressive timeline. Jay Bhattacharya is supposed to get federal grants and contracts issued within weeks. Now that, talk about warp speed, that would be stunning, because usually it takes really up to 4 years for NIH to put out a grant.
Dr. Malone, one final question, if I might, a real brief, because I realize our time is very short. We talk about ADHD and ADD. There's a cultural difference between this country and in England, for example. We tend to, I would think, you could observe that we tend to overdiagnose ADD and ADHD because little boys are supposed to somehow act like little girls in the classroom. In Great Britain, their solution is single-sex schools. Why don't we pursue that?
Interesting idea. Obviously, we have a long-standing commitment in the United States to have both genders in the same school system. I think that there's upside and downside with that. It would be a huge transformation to do that on top of all the other complexities we have with the education mess. And, of course, as a former resident of Baltimore, I'm well aware of the Baltimore school system.
Yes.
I don't know that we would want to put that onto the Baltimore school system in addition to all their other challenges right now.
Yeah, you're right about that. That could be a recipe for disaster. The book is an excellent read. You should pick it up. Cy War, again, it's all about, of course, this the censorship, the psyops that are run, propaganda censorship, etc. Dr. Robert Malone, thanks for joining us this morning, Doctor. We'll talk
to you
soon.
Doctor.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, pleasure. 8:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Jim Hedeman, and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com. Time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Well, this is kind of interesting. Well, James O'Keefe, the fearless journalist who rocked political establishment with undercover exposés of Acorn right here in Baltimore, Planned Parenthood, Big Tech, has just released a cryptic and chilling message on X. Appearing visibly shaken as he stated, "I'm going dark. I'm not suicidal. Pray for me. This one scares me, guys." And then the message of the caption says, "T-minus 7 days.
What the hell is that all about?
I don't know. So very, very cryptic, very dark. Wow. It's got to be bigger. Probably one of the biggest stories. And so much so he fears for his safety. Or is this hype? I know, James. I don't think it's hype. I think he was legitimately concerned about his safety. We'll see.
8:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, our very own Florida man, Chuck Whitaker.
95 on the south end towards the Capitol Beltway with delays. They've reopened some of the lanes now. I was at the ramp at 95 that takes you onto the Capitol Beltway. That ramp splits just about a half a mile before you actually get to the Beltway itself. Very slow back towards Powder Mill Road through 198 Cherry Hill Road going south right now from the tail end of that to get down through there and then onto the Capitol Beltway. More than a half an hour delay at least through that area. We're at the area around the Severn River Bridge for the traffic as you're traveling on 50. Looks like we're okay headed over towards I-97 and then I-97 southbound with the morning back up there. It's the usual spot right there at Route 32. We're back to just the normal delays now on the Beltway. We're still slow with a lot of heavy traffic. No incidents up to this point as you're moving south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your weather channel forecast going to be a partly sunny day today, dry and 80, scattered showers or storms possible tonight, tomorrow afternoon, otherwise partly cloudy and warmer, 86 right now, sunshine, and 63 in Dundalk, 64 in Annapolis. As I promised last hour, and since we were talking with Dr. Malone, who's a brilliant man, by the way, and his book is really good, we didn't get a chance to ask him about the censorship inside the State Department, maybe next time, but I wanted to share with you, yesterday during the cabinet meeting for President Trump, Secretary Kennedy at HHS, they discovered, remember, 85,000 children went missing during Biden administration, during the illegal aliens coming into this country. Many of those children were being trafficked. Here's what Secretary Kennedy said about his discoveries at HHS during the Biden administration.
We have ended HHS as the role, as the vector
the principal vector in this country for child trafficking. And during the Biden administration, HHS became a collaborator in child trafficking and for sex and for slavery. And we have ended that, and we're very aggressively going out and trying to find these children, 300,000 children that were lost by the Biden administration.
300,000, that number's up to now. And there you have it. You have Secretary Kennedy saying that the Biden HHS became a collaborator, meaning they enabled. And remember, there were whistleblowers that testified before Congress that they were seeing children being trafficked for labor, for sex, as becoming slaves here in the United States. This wasn't just for coming through the country. What was the name of that movie that was out? Sound of Freedom.
Yeah,
not too long ago, where there was a DHS agent. That certainly found the same kind of thing. So I just thought it was a huge revelation. Yeah. And I think that if they continue down that path, I hope they find more evidence as to who was behind it. And they ought to lock these people up, charge them and lock them up. All right. It is time once again for the Democrat clown car.
Gentlemen, 8:27 right now, Thursday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again to find out which lefty has lost it. This is on the heels of the House Education and Workforce Commission coming up with their plan to overhaul the country's student loan and financial aid system, calling for limits on student borrowing, a reduction on the repayment options for borrowers. And there's one borrower that she's a little bit perturbed. I guess that's a bit of an understatement.
I'm going to keep posting about this all day because this is bull. I went and logged into my federal loan account, and this is what I found. I graduated in 2011 with $46,000 in student loan debt. My loan debt is now almost $90,000. In that time, I've been a social worker that has made income-based repayments on my loan for years, and that doubled. You want to know why people are pissed off about their student loans? It's not because we can't get anyone else to pay them for us. It is because you have set it up where we can never pay them off ourselves. And then you sit here and tell us into our faces that we are lazy, this is somehow our fault, while cheering on banks and auto industries and Elon Musk getting subsidies of millions of dollars a day. Anyone who still doesn't see that this is rigged against us can get...
I'd say she's a little bit perturbed. The problem is that she borrowed more money than she can effectively pay off. These income-based repayments, they're less than the minimum payment that would otherwise usually be in effect here. So she's going to fall further and further and further behind until she begins to pay more per month.
Yeah, period. It's important that when you do take out a student loan that you read the fine print. Because that is what's going to grab you. If you're not making the minimum, if you're making the minimum payment, you're never going to pay the dang thing off. It's like a credit card.
Yeah,
you got to attack the principal when you take out a student loan.
So, miss, please get that beep out of here. All right, 8:29 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, new homeowners are sitting in the sidelines, hesitant to sell because low inventory out there and the great rate they may have on their current home. The sounds like you. Listen up. You're not alone. Let me ask you this. If you were able to find your dream home, your absolute dream home, would you move if you had an interest rate like in the mid-4s? If you said yes, listen up. Vinny Steele is Maryland's real estate expert. He can help you get your house sold in the time frame you want and for the amount of money you need out of your home. He's not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert. Call the only agent that I would trust to sell my home. I'll call Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guarantee and Freely. Call him right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. Now, baby, still a great time to sell your home or rental property while prices are still strong. Again, 410 1-800-710-7515 for Vinny Steele.
Coming up next, Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth. It's 8:30 time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. U.S. Naval Academy graduate received probation before judgment and 80 hours of community service for destroying a pride flag outside an Annapolis business. Benjamin Michael of Dallas, Texas, in Annapolis for a Navy football game in November. He tore down the flag from the Dapper Dog tattoo shop and threw it in the trash. He was arrested after the shop owner posted a security video and a nearby restaurant employee recognized him and called police. Maryland U.S. Senators Chris Van Hollen and Angela Alsobrooks have announced $200,000 in federal funding for local NeighborWorks organizations. The money will support efforts to lower housing costs, expand the local housing supply, support economic opportunities, and build stronger and safer communities. A former Coppin State Police corporal has pled guilty to misconduct in office and a fourth-degree sex offense. On January 1st, Officer Jamar Brockington offered to drive a 16-year-old girl from Coppin State to her off-campus home. Once in the squad car, he began to make sexual advances toward the victim. After the girl returned home, Baltimore police were notified. Evidence against Brockington included campus video. He surrendered in January. He held without bond for nearly 2 months before being released on house arrest, no longer employed at Coppin State. The former Falston Volunteer Fire Company chief facing charges of felony theft and embezzlement. David McKinney arrested on a warrant Wednesday and released later in the day on a $25,000 unsecured bond. Fire Company President Christopher Gibbons has issued a statement saying the board of directors discovered irregular purchases on a company credit card and further investigation revealed possible criminal activity, case being turned over to the Harford County Sheriff's Office. 8:32 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante O Bel Air, inviting you to come and visit us to see our new menu. Come and try a new grilled peach and burrata salad, our Sicilian baked salmon, our Venetian shrimp polenta, and let's not forget our gnocchi alla vodka. They are a must-have at your next visit. Come and see us again. Ciao, ciao. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Why do so many people from far and wide, from neighboring states and counties, come to Jarvis Appliance to buy their new appliances? For the beautiful Jarvis Appliance showroom, fair and reasonable prices, and dependable service throughout the area on all appliances. So for your next refrigerator, microwave, oven, washer, dryer, or dishwasher, discover Jarvis Appliance for friendly prices, polite salespeople, and very reliable appliance service. Remember J-A-R-V-I-S, Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, or visit JarvisAppliance.com.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Lauderdale numbers from last night, pick 3988, pick 4-1169, and now Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Both the tunnels are still heavy southbound, but at least 895 has moved in just a bit right around the Urban Avenue ramp. 95 looking at you live, all four lanes are moving into the tunnel and then south eventually towards Camden Yards area at 395, but we're still backed up as you're coming south from Moravia Road, so both the tunnels are still in that area, 20 to 25 minutes. No major issues so far. A lot of slowing on the Beltway, the Parkville side, the interloop through Pikesville. The west side is still busy from 795 down to Frederick Road. The slowing towards the Capitol Beltway is still there. They had a big wreck right at the merge where 95 hits the Capitol Beltway. So all that late backing is on 95. Powder Mill Road, 198 down through Cherry Hill Road. It continues stop and go through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Some rain on the way tomorrow through the weekend. Today, a mix of sun and clouds, 80 this afternoon. Tomorrow, a few afternoon thunder showers, 86. Saturday, showers off and on. Temperatures near 80 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where we offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds with the day off today, I would assume satisfied with their ability to grind out a 5-4 win over the Yankees last night. Take 2 of 3 from New York. Ryan Mountcastle broke an 0-for-18 slump with a 2-run shot to tie it at 2. And then Ramon Urias put the Orioles in the lead.
2-2 our score.
Urias gives this one a ride. This is a long way to left.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Baltimore would not relinquish the lead, courtesy of a Felix Bautista perfect ninth. 5-4 was the final. The Mountain has now protected back-to-back one-run leads, something that has not gone unnoticed by the manager.
Yeah, I thought his stuff was exploding tonight. That was the best fastball we've seen. The split, one of the splits to Grisham was kind of like the one he threw to Judge the other night, just where it falls off the table. His slider's improved, too.
Bautista now unscored upon in his last 7 outings. 2 hits allowed, 5 saves in 5 chances. Meanwhile, the Caps now on their way to the Eastern Conference semifinals.
Wilson happy to keep it below the goal line. There's Dubois. He gets topside on the rotation. Chikrin scores! Beautiful passing. It's 2-0.
Indeed it was. Right in front in the slot, Joe B. had the call on Monumental. Power play goals from Ovi and Tom Wilson as well as an empty netter late. 4-1 Caps roll on. Ravens news. Team exercised the 5th-year option on Kyle Hamilton, but did not do so on 2-time Pro Bowl center Tyler Linderbaum. And the reason is simple. Unlike skill position players on offense, Linderbaum is classified not by his position, center, but by his position group, offensive line, as per the NFL's collective bargaining agreement. So had the Ravens exercised Linderbaum's option, they would have owed him an amount inflated by the skyrocketing market for tackles, which would have been a significant overpay. And finally, what was the cost of Shedeur Sanders' fall in the draft? SpotTrack, a sports business website, reports Sanders will earn at least $40 million less than Cam Ward and Travis Hunter on his rookie deal due to his tumble. No tears, though, for Shedeur. Sanders earned a $6.5 million NIL deal last year at Colorado. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
It is 8:37, 23 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock on our Newsmaker hotline is Mackenzie Frost, government investigative reporter, anchor, Fox 45 News in Depth. Mackenzie, good morning.
Morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning.
All right, so what's coming up on In Depth? I understand that you're taking a look at the Department of Public Works. Unfortunately, we've had 2 workers who have died on the job, and the Maryland Occupational Safety Hazards, they've said that safety standards, these were serious violations, and yet there's no fine. Now, what can you tell us about what's going on with the DPW?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, DPW is an agency that we've been investigating for several years now. We've repeatedly heard complaints from workers talking about the working conditions and the workplace culture. We've seen reports coming from the city's inspector general looking at what is really going on. And we have some serious issues happening within DPW that the workers tell me have been in place for years. They say this is a department that had a culture of hazing and retaliation and really just not taking care of and prioritizing the safety of their workers. Now, they do say that some things have gotten better, really only because the inspector general had, started paying attention and launched investigations. But we talked to 5 different employees for our in-depth later tonight. And I just have to tell you, their stories are incredibly powerful, talking about how much overtime they have to work and their frustrations with their union, because they feel like the union is not doing their job to get them a higher wage from the city.
Mackenzie, what the complaints about overtime be because they're, I mean, conclusion, they're understaffed? Because otherwise you don't have to pay overtime.
Yeah, there's been issues with staffing for sure. I know that DPW was an agency that the city has working to prioritize hiring for. But what was interesting, too, is one of the workers told me that they believe that the salaries that the new hires are making are good. They're higher than what they used to be. But it's still, one called it a slap in the face for somebody to be making just a few dollars more when they had been working at the department for 20, 30, and nearly 40 years, and someone who is just getting hired is making almost the same amount of money. They want to see higher pay so that they don't have to be working 60 hours a week just to provide for their family.
We're talking with Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost about her upcoming report on In-Depth tonight on Fox 45. Mackenzie, did the DPW have heat safety protocols in place?
Not before we saw the tragic incident unfold last year with Ronald Silver. And that is something that we heard from the new director, the DPW director, Khalil Zaid, really make it a priority. He gave an update to the city council about a month ago saying that the heat safety protocols were, they were negotiating them with the union. And about just about 6 weeks ago, he told the council that those would be in place within 3 to 4 weeks. We're trying to get an update from the city about where that currently stands, because as you and everyone at home knows, I mean, my car says it's 67 degrees outside right now. We're getting into the summer months in the city, and workers are nervous about what the working conditions will be like for them if these heat safety protocols are not in place.
But again, it was unfortunately, Mr. Silver died. It was, I think, estimated that it was 108 degrees or something. And,
yeah.
So was there anything in place prior to his death?
It does not appear to be that there was protocols in place prior. Now, that was something that, you know, the state looked into during their investigation as well and found some violations that had happened. And a lot of the issues with Ronald Silver's death also went back to the workplace culture. Workers were afraid to kind of step in and do something and help him because of just the situation within the culture of DPW at the time. What we also found out was interesting, though, was that because the state occupational safety, the MOSH report, they couldn't actually fine the city because state law right now prevents one state agency fining another agency. And that was something that, had that not been in place, the city would have been on the hook to pay a fine for this.
That's insane. When you talk about the hazing, what are you talking about specifically?
Well, the workers talk about retaliation, that, you know, the culture really was, if you do this, your supervisor will punish you for it. And we heard, too, that supervisors argued that that's how it was for them, and so that's how it needed to be for everybody else. I mean, also, too, if you remember, when that first Inspector General report came out, I mean, these workers had toilet paper locked up. They had to ask for toilet paper. Bathrooms were locked. They didn't have air conditioning. Their ice machines weren't working. So not only was it a culture of silence and a culture of being afraid to speak up because you were afraid of retaliation, the actual conditions that they were working in, the Inspector General called it subhuman. And these are the people who are supposed to be cleaning up the city of Baltimore, doing a critical service for the people.
More with Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45, coming up in just a moment. We'll pause briefly for a traffic update.
843, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so 95 South, I was looking actually further down towards the Capitol Beltway, but I came across a slowdown here at Route 175. Not sure what that is, because after Route 32, there's no impact. So there may be an incident here on 95 South between 175 and Route 32, because that is slow. Then there's a break, and then from 216 down to 198 Powder Mill Road, that's still slowing towards the Capitol Beltway from an early morning problem there. Some of the lanes are back open. That's not going away anytime soon. Late backing on the Beltway is still there. We still have delays, but we're doing okay. Nothing major at the Harbor Tunnels. Minor accident southbound as you're coming down out of the south right-hand tube, the Fort McHenry Tunnel. There's a wreck just off to the side at the Key Highway ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Weather Channel forecast, a mixture of sun and clouds today with a high of 80. Right now, we are 65 in the city, 64 in Annapolis. On our Newsmaker Hotline, Fox 45 anchor of In-Depth, Mackenzie Frost. Tonight's report focusing on the DPW. Now, Mackenzie, due to your reporting, we find out now, first time I'm hearing it, that a state agency can't find another state agency, so I don't know what good it is looking into this, because they found serious workplace safety concerns. Could there be a possibility where the federales, the federal government, can come in and fine DPW if they find serious violations?
You know, that's a question that we have yet to explore, but I can tell you that there was an effort in Annapolis this year to try and change the fact that one state agency can't find another. A bill did pass. We're waiting to see what the governor decides to do with that piece of legislation. And I think that that would really bring some sort of accountability to the situation. I was talking with the inspector general earlier during our reporting process for this, and she made it a point to say that, look, money talks. And if the city or any other state agency knows that there's really not going to be monetary damage for your actions, where's the incentive to make change?
A question for you. Do you have any idea what the strike fund is like for that particular union?
That is a question that I would love to ask the union. I've reached out to them several times about some of the allegations and the frustrations that these workers tell me about, but I have yet to make any contact with the union. We would like to do an interview with them, have them on the show to talk about where negotiations stand for this next contract, and really get them to respond to what's going on. But again, they haven't gone back to me.
Well, because the idea would be that, you know, this summer, citizens, knowing if they have a healthy strike fund, citizens should be aware that they may have a period where, just as it happens in other cities, in New York, for example, the trash is not being picked up, and they're living in a slightly smelly atmosphere and a dangerous one because of that.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine what the people of Baltimore would do if they didn't have their trash and recycling picked up weekly? I mean, we kind of got a glimpse of that during the pandemic when we had, you know, a limited pickup service, and people were incredibly frustrated. And these workers know that they play a vital role in this conversation. They're just looking for City Hall to reciprocate and show them that same respect.
Yeah, Mackenzie, you talked with these five employees, and I don't know if you've talked to family members of the two workers who unfortunately passed. Is there any sense that they're going to be filing a civil lawsuit or any kind of legal recourse that they may pursue?
They have talked about it. We did do an extensive interview with the family of Ronald Silver last year, also for Fox 45 News In Depth, and they were exploring all of their options. At the time, they were still kind of waiting to see what came out of the various investigations and the reports. But, you know, they want answers, too, and they want to know why it took the death of their family members to get people to pay attention and to get some of these safety protocols in place. The workers say that, you know, for new hires a couple of years ago, the training was lackluster. They would just throw people on the job, and it was more on-the-job training. And any sort of training or workplace safety you got from other coworkers, and that's not how it's supposed to be.
Well, what has Mayor Scott's reaction been to this Mosh report and the overall situation? I mean, after all, you have two city workers die on his watch. What has his reaction been?
Yeah, he maintains that he believes that DPW workers are vital public servants. He recognizes their importance. And during the State of the City address this year, he did say that the DPW workers would be getting a raise, which really goes back to one of the biggest complaints that we have seen. But it's unclear what that raise will be and how soon that will be implemented given the negotiation process with the union for the contract. But when it comes to changing the culture, you know, the mayor says that he doesn't have tolerance for the people who maintain the negative culture within the department. We did see some people within the agency change jobs, lose their jobs. We had leadership change. And I do have to tell you, a lot of the workers give a lot of credit to the new director. They say he is really working hard to get their input and hear what they have to say and really try and drive this change for the workplace culture and make DPW a better place to work.
I got to tell you, the old saying seems to apply here. They're talking about, you're going to get a raise, but we're not going to tell you how much. We're not going to tell you when. Money talks and everything else walks. Yeah. I mean, it would apply.
Actions speak louder than words. That's definitely the mentality. And a lot of these guys, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40 years on the job, they say they've heard it all and they'll believe it when they see it.
Excellent. Mackenzie Frost, anchor of Fox 45's In-Depth tonight on Fox 45 WBFF. Mackenzie, we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, right. Mackenzie.
That is, of course, every Thursday you'll hear from Mackenzie and our in-depth topics and contents on Fox 45 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
It's Carson. What would you do if you paid $385,000 to send your kid to school, and when he graduated, he made only $16,500 a year? That's what happens if your kid's in the Labor Department's Job Corps program. Daily Wire's Luke Rosiak joins us with the deets, noon to 3 on WCBM.
One of the ongoing things that concerns me is the holdovers from Obama, Biden, and the Trump administration. There's a Biden holdover at number two at TSA. There's a bunch of J6 prosecutors in the DOJ. They still have not, even though DOGE is working on the spending cuts, there are a lot of holdovers that mm-hmm. the Trump. One of those is the woman who's in charge of America's 250th birthday commission. Her name is Rosa Rios. She is a Trump-bashing Obama appointee who feels Mexico is more my country than America. She says Mexicans are the future of America. She hates border walls and thinks nothing good can come from Trump. Yet she's the one in charge of planning the America's 250th birthday celebration. How does somebody like that slip through the cracks? I'd like to know.
What could possibly go wrong? 8:53, traffic weather on the threes once again. Chuck Whitaker.
95 down to the Capitol Beltway, a little better, still slow, right around Powder Mill Road, 198 Cherry Hill Road. There was a wreck down there about 45 minutes ago, southbound, right at the merge at the Capitol Beltway, so it's still there. That backup was a little better as well, southbound 95 at 175. Late slowing on the Beltway, nothing out of the ordinary there. Both the tunnels are still busy, southbound for the ride going into and out of the Harbor Tunnel and the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but all the lanes are open. If you're in Howard County, there's a local road closure because of this accident. A vehicle hit a train on Watersville Road east of Mount Airy, and that roadway is blocked. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, just wanted you to know, a lot of listeners last night, the Pints in Politics, were asking about you, and would you be able to come to a future one? I said, yeah, if we ever have a half Pints in Politics, I'm sure you'll be there.
That's nice.
Okay, so just keep that in mind.
I'm glad you held that to the end. Thank you very
much. See you in the morning.
Oh, I see you then.
Weather Channel, partly cloudy today. High of 80, 66 in the city, 64 in Owings Mills. Kim Clancy live coming up next. No, there were a lot of folks asking about Kim last night, and Bruce as well. Yeah. So our listeners come out. They love you guys. They want to, you know, say, I said, we'll be doing this again. So there'll be other opportunities. I know you got a big golf thing coming up. So
Yeah. We're touring Turf Valley tomorrow, actually. So we'll take a look at what we're going to do. But hopefully that's in October. I was going to ask you how last night went.
Oh, it was great.
I know it was sold
beautiful
out.
Night. It was sold out. People were great. Good. It's always good to get. Met some of the people working on your campaign, by the way. They came. Oh, they nice. Came to the event. So it was just a wonderful. I love to connect with listeners in person.
Yeah.
It's just really, you know, because we sit in studios all day, we take calls and so on and so forth. But it's great to get out. And I know you do that as when you're running for office. But it's great to get out and meet people and you have more time to discuss the issues that are really important to them.
Yeah,
because otherwise your job basically you sit in a room by yourself and talk to a piece of metal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we
and
do.
And then Bruce goes in the studio.
Crazy.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, gosh. You guys, well, you
short
know
leash.
What? I forgot to mention, because I was in Anne Arundel County not too long ago for a meeting for the North County Republican Club, and they've been asking for you guys to come to Anne Arundel County and do an event there as well. So you're right. Everybody wants to get out and say hello.
Okay.
Yeah. So good stuff. Today, of course, we're going to talk about Kilmer Obrego Garcia, the latest information that has come out. Did you see where the baby daddy of the wife? Yes. Mm-hmm. He didn't want his two children around him because he said that he was part of MS-13.
Yeah. She was dating a gang member.
Yeah. So again, what? I don't understand why Democrats are hanging their hat on this, but we are going to talk about that. Also, Cliff Maloney, he'll be joining me at 11 a.m. He did a really great grassroots campaign in Pennsylvania.
Right.
They knocked over 8 million doors. So hopefully he can tell us a little bit of how we can do this here in Maryland. So we'll talk to him at 11. And then also the teenagers that crashed into a pole while evading police in Baltimore. I mean, we have this story, I think, every day at this point.
We do.
Yeah.
And nothing changes.
Except this one has a little wrinkle on the back of the headrest that said, can't catch us.
Yeah.
Not really necessary when you smack into a pole.
Yeah, and that Polish guy, he's still not recovered.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did the kids, did he write that as they were fleeing police?
Yeah, no, I think they wrote it at some point. I don't know while they were fleeing, but obviously it wasn't after they hit the pole.
Right,
that's for
but
sure.
That was bizarre, though. say you're on, you know, you're being chased by police. Are you really pulling out a pen and just, you know, doodling on the back of a car?
I got it, man.
Well, the silver lining in that crowd, at least they could write.
Yeah, okay? You know what? Yes, that's
another
true.
Success for the Baltimore City school system. Right there.
It's I
so rewarding.
Yeah. We're going to talk about this, of course, and all the teenagers involved in crime.
Very good. Kim Klasick Live coming up next. So remember Maggie Domanowski? She was given a reprimand because she dared question Dr. Rogers.
How dare you?
Dr. Rogers, of course, is, according to Jordana Schifanelli, who does work for a school board in, I think it's in her county, which I'm not sure which county. Is Somerset, maybe? I'm not sure which. But she is a lawyer, and she does work for the school board. She says, reading through the contract, she believes Dr. Rogers is in violation of her contract to reside in the county and, of course, on the moving expenses.
She probably violated some of the provisions of her contract.
Yeah, at least two provisions of her contract. And, of course, the school board, led by board chair Jane Lichter, says basically, well, you know, so what? It's a contract. No big deal.
They only have one person to manage. That is the superintendent. So they should be monitoring the behavior and performance on all kind of different levels, in addition to what's in the particular contract.
Yeah, and that is mismanagement on the part of the school board, because that's the only thing they have to do, and they don't seem to be too good at that. And, of course, now she says it's just their attitude is typical of when you have one-party rule, one-party domination in a state.
Well, the board doesn't seem to think it's a big deal. It's not a big deal. Okay. Next. The contract specifically says you should do it, but it's not a big deal. We're not going to fire you for it. We're not going to take away from your pay. We're not going to do anything to remedy this minor infraction.
Wow. Yeah, so why bother having a contract if you're not going to enforce the provisions of the contract? Why bother leaving it up to the whims of the board chair or the board itself?
What other kind of provisions does this now allow future employees to violate? And saying, well, you know, you didn't hold her to that, so you can't hold me to that either.
But Maggie, she gets a reprimand for questioning budget issues because of her tone. Remember that?
Yep.
And by the way, we're hearing from Julie Henn that similar to the Baltimore County Council that was expanded to 9 seats, they wanted to do the same thing for the school board. Same exact thing. They want one-party domination at the Baltimore County School Board as well. Kim is up next. See you tomorrow at 6 a.m. here on CBM. And until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk radio.